welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM, that's the phone number. What do we got going today? Well, thanks, Ibris.
What, he just spilled coffee on you?
No, he just clumsily set something down in front of me right when we started. It was just driving me nuts, by the way. Teresa Strasser over there, Dave Damashek here as well.
Word.
Whenever I worked with Dr. Drew, he would drink like, he would use a ceramic coffee mug, and, you know, we'd just be talking, or I'd be talking to someone, and he'd just slam it down on the counter, just coffee mug, pow, you know? And I'd always say, "True, we're on the air. You can clearly hear that." He'd say, "Well, you're so sensitive. You're so uptight." And I'd be like, "Well, just set it down softly. Like, if you had a set of keys, you know, on the radio, Drew would just take his keys and be like, just throw them down." And I'd say, "Drew, you can hear that." And he'd go, "What is wrong with you?" And then we'd get into this horrible Mexican standoff and then vitriol for the rest of the show. We're angry for the rest of the show.
That is why I was such a huge fan of The Man Show.
Thank you. No, but that's... No, that Drew is... Oh, forget
He's the
it.
Guy with the girls, no. And you guys had the girls jumping up and down,
Dave,
with the boobies.
No. Yeah, fine. Let's just keep moving forward. Point is I have this hypervigilance, as he calls it. The fact that he comes in and does this with his keys. He would bang the mic with his mug all the time. He would stuff that, and his other favorite move would be this. Some intern would come in and bring him, well, not intern, and have him over there, but some lackey would come in and give him a cup of coffee, and he'd do this one, while I was on the air. Just someone hands him the cup. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it's polite.
Right. But if you're at home, and, you know, radio, theater, the mind, you have no idea. You'd think he was thanking me for some yelling at some 15-year-old about getting herpes. You'd have no idea. He'd have to do that, though, audibly. He couldn't give a little thumbs up or give a nod. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Dr. Drew's other great move on the radio that drove me insane, Brian, who's now doing sound effects here, probably remembers this one.
That lackey was me, by the way, with the coffee.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry. Drew's other great move, it always used to drive me insane, was I would say the show would start, and then our producer, we had the world's loudest door. We had a door, sounded like a bank vault door, just would slam shut, and no one would ever bother to sort of slow it down. This is, by the way, what goes on in hotel rooms across the country, which is they all have metal fire doors. All the doors that lead from your room into the hall are metal fire door. All the jams around the door, the frames, as you lay people call them, they're all metal as well. And then all the studs in the wall in the hotel, the big high-rise hotel, those are all metal as well. And they have the pneumatic closer, the automatic closer, which is set to 370 pounds by law. So when the guy opens the door and you're taking a nap because you stayed up till 7:45 in the morning, now you've crashed out at noon, when he lets the door go, it goes ka-chunk, and it rattles the whole wall. No one bothers, except for me, evidently, to grab it and slow it down so it doesn't do that big kaboomp and shake the entire adjoining wall all the way down the hall. That used to happen over at Loveline. It would drive me insane. Producer Ann would always hang inside the studio, and then when the show started, right after the mics got hot, she would always slam the door. And I would always go, Ann. And she'd do it when commercial breaks and everything. It was like no noise could be made unless it was on the air. So I would say, Ann, when we come back from break or when the show starts up, just leave a second before that so we don't have to hear the door slam every time. And she'd say, okay. So we'd be coming back from commercial, and Ann would go, I better get out of here. And you'd see her starting to slide out, and Drew would go, hold on. Ann, are you coming by this weekend? And Ann'd be like, I don't know. I don't think. And then you'd hear the tail end of the conversation, and then the door slam. And I'd be like, Drew, you can't even let her go for nothing? Oh, buddy, why are you coming down on me? Remember that, Brian? I would get angry at him because I argued he knew what I wanted and he would go against me. He would claim he's not paying attention and I'm just overly sensitive.
Right. Were you hypervigilant or was he passive aggressive?
I always said he was passive aggressive. I would beg him. I would beg him to do a few certain things he would never do. He would always slam the mug. I mean, literally clunk the mug down. Drew used to do a lot of stuff like we used to leave this book out that was an anatomy book that had graphic, horrible pictures of guys having gender reassignment surgery. And as far as that, you know, Vietnam nurses would open that book and vomit all over the place and never seen such the humanity, the gore, you know, when you see a guy's junk all cut off and everything. Drew used to like to keep the book out right on the countertop, and inevitably some drunk band guy would pick it up, and then you'd hear the drunk band guy go, oh, not, I'm looking at this book of guys with their phalluses splayed, just, oh, and then you'd hear Drew go, yeah, I mean, look at that one, look at that one, oh, man, oh, and Drew would go, yeah, turn. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Look at that. You see how that works? And I thought, Drew, do you think anyone knows what you're talking about? And he'd be like, whoa. Weird.
By the way, that's a separate thing, though. Mm-hmm. Dr. Drew is one of these people. Anybody in the medical profession obviously has a strong constitution. Mm-hmm. And it's a card they can play to attack other people with. Mm-hmm. Their strong constitution to look at pictures of things and stuff. Yeah, somebody like you has a weak constitution. Yes. You have no stomach for that. They'd be like, check this picture out, dude. You'd be like, I can't say this. It's like kryptonite.
Yeah,
they can weaken you by showing you these with no effect to themselves.
Look, I can barely watch the CNN replay on what happened to that poor horse at the Preakness. Yeah. I seeing a guy's penis splayed open like a Johnsonville Frank is just too much to stomach. Plus, there's two areas in my body that horrible visual things go to. They go to my teeth, like and they go to my groin. Yeah. And the ones that have to do with the groin being eviscerated go to my teeth and my groin. It's usually one or the other. It's usually just the teeth. I see some guy got his hand caught in a wood chipper or something. It's like, ooh, goes right to my teeth. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't even hear. I tried to just tell you secondhand the story of the guy who cut his own arm off when it got trapped in the boulder in the canyon a couple of years.
Don't like to hear it.
He cut off. You couldn't even hear the recounting of what he did to himself.
No.
Without getting sick.
I think it may make me girly, but I think it makes me evolved as well. I think it's better. I don't trust the guys who go out and rent the Seven Faces of Death.
That's retarded.
What about girls who
that.
Do? I have like a book of crime scene photos from the 50s. Couldn't love it more. I could read it right before bed eating dinner.
Are they black and white photos? Because that's the difference. There's a few differences. Black and white, all of a sudden, it becomes a comic book. Somehow the edge is gone. It's a different time. And the other thing is would these people be dead now anyway?
Yes.
For some reason, that means something. Lindbergh baby, no big deal. If it happened yesterday, it'd be very upsetting. But yeah, the Lindbergh baby would have been dead.
Oh, let me tell you something. Mo Damashek loves nothing more in life than when she was a nurse. She loved surgery. Loved watching it happen. Oh, it's so fascinating. Yeah, but it's disgusting. There's blood and everything.
Oh, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
You need some advice?
I really do, brother.
All right.
I'm a roofer.
Oh.
Well, doing some torch down this morning.
Kill yourself.
Yeah, you know how it works.
Now, is the torch down the stuff you roll out, the new type of roofing?
That's correct.
All right.
You literally use a torch to adheve it.
Yeah, it's a new, instead of just doing the old hot mop tar and tarring paper, they got the new stuff, use a torch to adhere it to the ceiling, but it's like a membrane you put on the roof.
That's
like a,
correct.
Like a rubber membrane.
And you don't lose any fingers in the process like the old mopping.
All right, so.
So the problem is this. About a month ago, I meet this beautiful woman, young woman. She goes to the beach down in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Actress.
Mm-hmm.
I'm burning it at both ends. I'm getting like an hour's sleep every night.
Mm.
Barely making it to work.
Mm-hmm.
Doing torch down. It's going to be in the 90s today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do I do here? The sex is great. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a 34-year-old man myself. She's a young woman.
Well,
I'm laying it down, you know.
This is damn exciting stuff.
First off, how hot can she be if she's with a roofer? Number one. You have to ask yourself that. I have to ask myself that. We all have to ask ourselves that. But number two, how about you stop humping by, let's say, midnight?
See, that's the thing. She
limit yourself to just 4 or 5 hours. What's that?
I close out of bed at like 1:30 in the afternoon when I'm getting off work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get the cutesy phone calls. And then it's like, come on down. Next thing I know, I'm doing her laundry.
All right, look. This is not what I used to call. This is one of those problems. Guys brag with the problems. Here's my problem. I got a serious problem. My Johnson is so big I can't ride a bicycle. That's my problem. It gets caught. It'll get caught in the chain.
There's
the bragging problems.
Yes,
yeah,
girls do this too.
I'd like to wear those Lacoste type shirts, but my guns are too big. It stretches the material out. You know, when guys have this, my teeth are too white. Hell, I'm telling you, my penis. It seems like a good thing, but a lot of women can't take it.
I'd like to be a major league pitcher, but I throw it too hard.
Never found a catcher can handle my big. I mean, yes, right.
I do have a girlfriend who I go to brunch with my girlfriends every week, and for about 3 weeks running, she was complaining, ostensibly, because her new boyfriend's just too big and it hurts, and, you know, she doesn't know what to do, and finally we just put a stop to it.
Yeah, but at least that's not him complaining. Now, if he's in the room, that's a feather in his cap. I was dating a stripper for a period of time, and I was working construction as well, and I used to have to get up at about 6:15, 6:20 in the morning, and she would knock off work about 2 a.m. Although, in the strip clubs, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but they keep the clocks, at least out here in L.A., they push them ahead about 15 minutes to get people moving along a little, last call, that kind of stuff. But she'd swing by the pad about 2:30 or so. I wasn't about to, you know, just turn in and call the day, you know, new broom sweeps clean. I was ready to go. I was young. I was in my prime. But oftentimes going to bed at 4:35 in the morning, then having the alarm go off at 6:15, and nothing worse than a day of construction. I mean, hot on the roof, that kind of stuff, carrying stuff around. It's one thing to show up at work, little hungover, And thinking, well, I'm just going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to bury myself in my cubicle here, make a couple of personal phone calls, and check a few baseball scores on the internet. Now, it's some guy yelling at you to grab a couple sheets of drywall and head up to the second floor. Then when you're hungover, when you're sleep deprived, when it's hot, when you're green, it is horrible. It's horrible enough just to endure a long plane ride or, like I said, sitting in one place for a while. It's horrible to be sort of physically beaten like a mule. I mean, to really go out and work in that way. You want to vomit. You want to sit down. You want to throw up. All right, where were we? We're going to take a break, yes?
Yes.
What's going on? Brusket. Brusket loves to hand me notes right in the middle of stories and tell me to wrap it up. Nothing better.
I wasn't saying wrap it up.
Wrap it up, Colorado! Right. I'm the boss here! You show me respect!
It's a great show. A lot of fun.
Dave's got a jerk report coming up, so we can look forward to hearing more.
Mind your
from
P's
Brusket.
And Q's, all of you.
George Clinton, the king of funk, the godfather of funk. Drunk Tree mascot in today. Christopher Knight. But is Adrian Curry coming in too?
Negative.
Oh. How did that work?
I'm very thrilled as he's driving over here. Right now.
Yeah. He just got up, got out of bed. I'm going to be on the Corolla show.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's what
Fortunately,
happened.
Fortunately, he's never heard of you.
He's listening to Big Boy right now. Oh, she's so hot. I did that celebrity match game with her a couple weeks back, and I sat right next to her, and I was smitten. I fell in love with her.
Bobby!
Also, Stanley Bing, author of 100 BS Jobs and How to Get Them. Easy jobs. Oh, am I going to sit down with my son one day and really explain to him the difference between jobs and jobs? I'll tell you, I know we got to go to break, but let me just tell you this. During the times I was struggling, my roommate was also struggling, and so was all my roommates were struggling. We were in our later 27, 28 at this point. I was still an idiot working construction. I was making $14, $15 an hour. I was getting taxes taken out.
And coming home tired. And exhausted from the vigorous lovemaking sessions you had to perform on a nightly
basis.
Right.
With
your model
with the foreman. Oh, yeah, yeah. Point is I would come home with a sunburn and about $100 in my pocket, whipped, and a black thumbnail from whacking it with a hammer. This guy, my buddy Ralph, my roommate, he worked as a bartender. He would come home with $250 cash and five phone numbers after working a 4.5-hour shift. and tell me met a couple of hot stewardesses that night, never rolling out of bed before noon. This is what you do. Look, if you're not going to get education, if you're not going to go with a career, if you're not going whatever, then get the cash and get the phone numbers. Construction, never get laid. You never work with a woman. There's never a woman around anywhere, ever. And if she is, look out. You'd rather have a nice skinny day laborer. Yeah, yeah. Ralph would come home at 2 a.m. with a couple of chicks, wad of 20s, whistling this song every night.
Smelling a pina coladas.
Yeah. All right. How gay is Stamos playing the Congo drum on this? With a mullet. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show, where everyone is entitled to Adam's opinion.
Kathy Griffin, can we do a little free association with
you
here?
Yes, you know, I love it.
Charlie Sheen.
Wouldn't you be afraid to even be in the same room with him without wearing a hazmat? Like, he's got to be carrying viruses, exotic strains.
You feel like a 30-pound crab could leap from his groin and wrestle you to the ground.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of The Adam Carolla Show.
We matched. And I got your dance down, too. And everybody got that dance down.
It's no mistake that it's God-given talent that you are possessed with, that you are possessive of. You've made everyone proud, and every little girl proud who wants to dream and aspire to be you. There's nothing
that doesn't make any sense for what you just said.
That sounds like I'm angry at Paula Abdul, but really, it's because I'm jealous. I am green with envy.
But also a little angry.
$6 million a year to hang loose. I've said it many times. You know, people say all you will, say all you want about Ryan Seacrest. He has to show up. He has to massage, write, or work whatever's going in his teleprompter. And then there's a lot of words in there, and there's pressure. He has to stand up there. He can't screw it up. He stepped on a word yesterday. It was was a little awkward right at the beginning. He said he screwed up the word million, 40 million, whatever. It's a tough job, whereas she has to do what we all do every day, all day. You just comment on stuff. Someone hands you a cup of coffee. What do you think? I've had better. Now, it's one thing if whatever comes out of your mouth is spun gold. If pearls of wisdom just pop out every time you open your yapper, well, that's fine. But just like, I don't know. I mean, look, if you're Will Rogers and people have to write down your isms and they create a book of Paula isms, that's one thing. Her thing is like, really, it's like, what do you think, Paula? You know what? It was pretty good. It was good. I've seen better. It's not your best. It's not your worst.
Well, that's the talent she possesses that she's possessing of.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was her phrase.
The possession of no talent is her is her talent. And I argue many times. I know this sounds incredibly self-serving, but as I was watching The Genius, known as Simon Cowell, who makes like $36 million a year, which is pretty incredible. If you think, well, Paula's getting $6 million a year, and we say a year, but that's not a year. That's for four and a half months worth of work. I mean, that's as if everyone just knocked off work tomorrow and didn't have to go back work until January 1st. That's pretty good for $6 million. Free to make money on the QVC with the jewelry line in between there. Or if not, you're just going to have to, you know, go with the scotch buy stuff so you can make that $6 million last throughout the year. Simon Cowell, who's getting $36 million a year, seems like a genius because he's between Paula Abdul, who's almost incoherent, and then Randy Jackson, who says things like, hey, welcome to the dog pound.
And did your thing.
Yeah, he has three or four modes. You're a little pitchy. That's as technical as he ever gets. I don't know. I wasn't feeling tonight. And then I seem better. Sorry. You're between those two dullards. Of course you're going to seem like a genius. I said this to my wife last night. She promptly rolled her eyes and then went into a contraction. I said, if Simon Cowell was sitting next to me and Kimmel, how funny do you think he would seem? How bright do you think he would seem? Would he be the genius of the group?
What was her response?
She just rolled her eyes. And
who knows
she
what she says? How say you fish tank? Oh, they think you would fare very nicely.
and you don't have to be me and Kimmel, but I don't know, put Andy Dick and David Alan Greer in there. Whatever it is, Simon Cowell.
How about me and Brusca?
I don't know if there's room.
Bobby!
Brusca's so haunchy. Not fat. Powerful, stocky, tree stump, lower end. You know, a lot of lesbians are thick around the waist. All right, where are we? Stanley Bing. Stanley?
Yeah, hi there.
Hi, Stanley.
How are you, Adam?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, good.
You are the author of 100 BS jobs. Now.
And how to get them.
And how to get them. And and you don't abbreviate BS, but I will for the radio's sake.
Sounds smart.
I've been, I'm a blue-collar guy at heart. I now have a great and easy job known as radio, but I've always had horrible jobs. Cleaning carpets, that's a horrible job. To get paid by the hour for something that's torturous to do for 15 or 20 minutes is a bad way to go through life.
Yeah, but to be paid $6 million a year for something that takes 4 months, that's something that you try
to get. That's what I'm looking for. I did a thing on, I think it was Star Search, which they brought back a couple of years ago.
I remember it well.
Arsenio hosted.
Yeah.
I was a celebrity judge for one thing. It was live TV, so it took an hour to tape, no more, just a straight hour. And they kept telling me, look, limit your words. We're really out of time. Just, you have about 8 seconds when we go to you, and you get $20,000. I just sat there. I was like, hey, what'd you think, Adam? Hey, thumbs up, mazel tov. And then the next person, where's my money?
That's exactly the kind of job I'm talking about in this book.
It was the greatest gig ever. Now, that might be a little lofty for most people. I think people have to recognize you if you're going to judge talent competitions. But what are some jobs that us commoners could get?
Well, you know, BS jobs are like anything else. They're entry level, mid level, and you know, then you work hard, you can be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, but entry level jobs, you know, include the guy that sweeps crumbs off your table with that little implement. You know,
oh, right? I like that. Yeah,
that's not called bad. A crummer.
That's a crummer.
Those guys shame me though. I always feel like a slob, and I spend 20 minutes on my side of the table, and I go,
Well, everything's a big mess.
Have you ever heard of a fork, sir?
It was kind of invented relatively recently, right? I don't remember being crumbed in the 90s that much, you know.
No, but I don't remember being crumbed as a young person either. Right. Although we were eating at Coco's mainly.
What about the Big Pepper Mill guy? I mean, that's another good gig. That's a good gig, and you know, there is an actual job that works for the transportation department, mostly down south, which is the roadkill collector, which is you get to work outside and you know, eat what you find. So that's a pretty good entry.
Thomas Hayden Church once told me that he used to do that. That's the actor's name, right?
From
Sideways. Yeah, he told me that was his gig. Tough when the weather's hot, though. A lot of flies, things like that.
Well, also, you know, it has one of the key aspects of all BS jobs, which is not that many people are checking up on you.
Yeah, that's true. No one wants to know. Yeah, only four possum today? Come on, what's going on there, buddy?
Cook on the hood of your car, which is a good thing.
I made a quick little list here of a couple of jobs that I thought were pretty horrible. Basic jobs that don't get credit for being horrible, but horrible. Short order cook. Do you ever see those guys standing over the griddle in the back of the breakfast joint, whether it's the IHOP or the Denny's? First off, you're on your feet. Secondly, those guys are frantically moving, always one breakfast order behind. And they sit there for hours on end.
See, that would be an example of something that's not a BS job.
Right.
Because, you know, it doesn't pay that well. You have to work, and if people don't like the eggs, they send them back.
And then you have to blow a snot rocket in them, and that's tough. The other job...
And that's one of the perks.
The other job I think is tough is any job that denies you access to the outside world. You have no computer, you have no telephone, and you can't even pop in some earbuds and listen to a little iPod action or a little AM sports talk. That's a backbreaker. You ever see guys, I don't know if it's security or whatever, they're just standing there in front of some opening, and you realize the entire day goes by, and these guys don't get to listen to a little AM radio, they don't get to check sports.
That's bad. How about the guy who stands with the large sign that that says open house today on the corner.
Oh, I always feel so bad for those guys. They have to wave the sign. They can't just even just hold it still.
And they can't, like, lean against the lamppost or sit down either. They have to stand with a sign. And so these are examples of jobs you don't
I do
want.
Like the ones that spin, though. Once in a while, the guy gets the belt-mounted hub and just spins that baby.
Mm-hmm. I saw him on the corner in L.A. the other day.
Yeah, but my feeling with those guys are is most of them were standing there and they were drunk anyway, and somebody just dropped the sign on them.
Hey, you know what? You got to use the skills you've got.
That's right.
So, Stanley, is Ace here right that maybe the sweetest gig in America is Paul Abdul's, given the amount of money and lack of words or effort she has to put in?
I absolutely think that's a very good example of a BS job, but it's very difficult to become Paula Abdul without being Paula Abdul, so that's why I focused on things that people can actually achieve. You know,
right.
Like being a vice president in a bank, for instance, where your job consists mostly of nodding. Any job where you do mostly nodding.
Yes, and turning away people of color. I agree. I agree.
That's getting harder, thank goodness. But
I realize as I look at your list of the top 100, they're ones like, they're ones like a marriage counselor where you really, unfortunately, you need a degree, but I am convinced I could swap places with my shrink any day and do an entire day of his job with a lot of nodding, a lot of beard scratching.
You were talking about before when you were hosting the talent show thing. Well, you know, all a shrink really needs to do a lot of the time is to say, uh-huh.
Yeah, no, that's all you do. And every 21 minutes you say, how's that make you feel?
Or I'm wondering why you told me that.
Yeah, that's good too. Or quit masturbating, as my shrink says.
Depends on how much you're paying the shrink. But I think that's a perfect example. But there are many more. I mean, you know, there's lawyer, there's allergist. I always felt when I was a teenager, I got shots for allergies, which my allergies ended when I stopped going to the allergist. But there are jobs like lawyer and certain forms of doctors that you need to go to school to achieve the level of BS that's appropriate, and that's a little harder than getting in on the ground floor.
I must admit, I thought growing up, just from not knowing any attorneys and having none in the family, none in my immediate surroundings,
from
watching them on TV, I thought they did things. Mm-hmm. I had, now that I got older and I have attorneys and I speak to attorneys, they do nothing. They say things like, well, we could go to court, but that's going to end up costing you more money than just...
I'm always fascinated with that. You know, some guy, like, runs over your dog, and you go and you say, I want to sue them, and they say, well, we could do that, but then again, you know, that would be a lot of work, and it's I think there are all kinds of lawyers, and certainly there are some that are not sort of seeped in BS, but as a profession, the opportunities are almost endless.
I'm saying it is equivalent to a prize fighter who sits there and gets paid to talk about the prize fight that never takes place.
Right, and then he has
we could square up in the ring, sure, we could do it in Vegas, but here's an alternative. We could talk about it for a while, and I could keep getting paid, and I could never get a black eye. I could never actually have to get in shape.
He gets a pulled hamstring or something like that.
I swear to Christ, I've had 1,000 conversations with 1,000 goddamn attorneys, and all they do is, A, they don't have answers. You'd think they would have answers. You know, you go, well, okay, well, what happens? What happens if we just threaten to go to court, but we don't actually do it? You think they'll cave? I don't know. That's up to them.
How about let's wait a few months and see what happens?
Yeah, let's let this thing cool down, and then they throw in about 6 at the end of the days, and that costs you $5,000.
By the way, another area that you probably know pretty well about is one of the jobs in the book is, of course, agent. Because agents are really nice people. They applaud the success of others as long as they have a piece of it.
Right. But I will say the thing about my agent is he is a serial rapist.
Oh, well.
He will go out and rape the hell out of people he's doing business with and get more money out of them. You know, they want to pay me $10,000 to say 2 words in a microphone, and he says that's insulting to my client. I'm not even going to bring that to him. He'll be angry.
That's right.
And then announces Adam Carolla doesn't roll over in bed for under $25,000, and then sodomizes them, gets the money out of them, and I'm happy to pay him the 10%.
Listen, after the interview, can I get his name, please?
Mm-hmm.
Stanley, for a 21-year-old though out there listening right now. coming out of college, doesn't want to do like a really hard job. Give us a suggestion or two. What should somebody go out
and do? Entry level BS.
Computer game tester.
Oh yeah.
Now that's a dynamite job. You get to play, you know, frag zombies and pizza and drink beer and
said frag,
keep a couple
didn't
of notes on the game.
Because that'd be the world's worst death, the fag zombie.
That could not
that he kills you, it's what he does with your corpse. Ugh.
Well, good,
you
know, Christ, I'm gay.
I also think anything in the wine industry that you can get.
I was thinking about that. Sommelier's gotta be a BS job.
Oh, anything in the wine industry. There are people whose job it is to turn bottles. They're called Riddlers.
What's a sommelier?
A sommelier is that when you're in a restaurant, you want to order the $10 bottle of wine, makes you feel really cheesy and bad, and makes you order the $20 bottle of wine.
Ah, I like that. That's,
I mean, they're basically selling pretension to people, and there's always customers for that. So, you know, anything in the wine industry, and I think also, you know, cold calling people. I did that when I was 21, and I was, at that time I was an actor, and I had a script. They give you a script, and you sit in a room, and you cold call people.
I did that, but that is mind numbing after about 4 minutes. You're ready to kill yourself.
To me, here's my, you know, we've been playing this for laughs at least halfway, because it's tough to get a gig testing videos. I'm sure they don't need as many of those as they have applicants every year. To me, if you're 20, 21, and you're going into the workforce, and you're not going to college, and you're single, half of your job is, can you get laid? What is the social atmosphere around your job? Because if you're not going to college, well, that's your college then. That's where you meet people at the job. To me, work in the restaurant industry.
Yeah, it's
be a bar back, be a bartender, be a server, be a hostess. It's one big party. It's one big group of 19, 20, 22-year-olds that are PO'd at their parents, hanging out. They're trying to get modeling and acting gigs out here in Southern California. It's never going to happen. Meanwhile, you guys are doing shots after work every day at the TGI Fridays, and you're getting laid out in the parking lot.
You have to be able to support a pretty decent ponytail if you're going to make any time there, though, I think.
As a male or female?
As a male.
Right. We have to net it, though.
Well, that's why you got to be the sommelier, because if you're the busboy, you have to carry heavy stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, right. You really got to watch that the duties aren't overpowering, that the pay is good. But I agree with you. Anything that delivers girls is certainly up there in the BS job category.
All right. Well, Stanley, I want to give your book a plug. It is out as we speak, yes?
Yes, it is. It is out in finer bookstores and, of course, Amazon for shut-ins.
100 BS jobs.
And how to get them.
And how to get them. Thank you for shedding some light on that topic.
Hey, it's been fun to talk to you.
It's been fun, too.
See ya.
Yeah.
What about who do you think has the most BS job at this show?
Well, I would say what you're looking for in a job is no accountability. You know what I mean? Like here's what you want in a job when you're thinking about BS jobs. First off, if the alarm goes off in the morning and you sit up and you don't feel good, can you lay back down again? And can the day just go on without you?
Yes and yes in my case.
Right. Did I say day? Month.
Really?
You could get mono.
See you in July.
Triple mono. Now, the first thing you have to ask yourself when it comes to a job is, can you just call in sick? I mean, can you turn on the news, see that the bass are biting, or that the swell is in, and go, F this. Or we just had, you know, 3 feet of powder drop over Bear Lake. I'm snowboarding. You know, can you just get out of it without somebody coming after you, shutting things down, or what have you? That's the number one thing you want in a job. Just make a phone call. It's great, because if something comes up, every weekend is potentially a three-day weekend. All you have to do is pick up the phone on a Friday morning or a Monday morning and sound like you're going to die. You do it every other month. You can get by with it. You won't get fired. So that's number one. Do we need you here? Number two, do you have to put out a product? Would we know it if you weren't doing your job? That's the thing. That's another job you want. You want a job where nobody knows it. You know, I mean, if you're on an assembly line and you have to put the heads on the Barbie dolls, they get 10 Barbie dolls down the line with no head on it. You're getting fired, and they're stopping the belt, and they're saying, who is not? That's what you don't want.
Heads are going to roll.
Very good.
So you're making, so far, a very strong case for Brusca.
Right.
Wait, I think you are.
Absolutely.
Third, you must have frisbee-sized areolas.
That cinches it.
Seals it.
I'm going home.
I am just saying the job, you know, here's what you want, everybody. You want the job where I am in the position, unfortunately, where if I get up in the morning and go, man, I'm not feeling well, that's not an option. I have to come in, but I'm well compensated for it. What you don't want, the worst of the worst, is that assembly line job where, sorry, we have to stop the conveyor belt because you're the guy who puts the heads on the Barbies, but you're getting $7 an hour to put the heads on the Barbies. That's a horrible job. There's certain jobs that are very important, yet you don't get paid, and that's not what you want at all. Thank you. All right, and Brusca. Earning his money by handing you an orange card that says break.
I'll tell you the bit. All right. I'll just go to break, then, you creep.
All right. On the Jerk Report. Christopher Knight. He is, I think by now you probably know he's from the Brady Bunch. My Fair Brady. They're getting married on VH1. She's piping hot.
He and the lady from Top Model.
Yes. He's twice her age, but in fantastic shape. So I'm on a ab lounge commercial last night, looking fantabulous. Also, Rich Man, Poor Man. This is exciting. We'll play a spirited round of that coming up. Dave's Jerk Report. George Clinton, Godfather Funk, Drunk Tree Mascot, all still coming up.
The Adam Carolla Show. If you're going to wake up with a strange, hairy man, it might as well be him.
If you told me when I was 15, hey, you can just talk to people all day long on the computer, ask them anything you want, I probably would have done it. Only problem is you cannot text a handy. And that's what my grandfather, I remember he sat me down many, many, many years ago, and he said, son, just remember on that computer, there's no emailing handies. And I really took it to heart. Yeah. Hold on, let us laugh for a minute.
Stick around. Headed your way, more on the Adam Carolla Show.
Okay, you're listening to Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 1-866-901-ADAM. That's 1-866-901-ADAM.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got news. We got sports coming up. Hopefully we'll do one of our reenactments, torn from the headlines. Rich Man, Poor Man. I've never announced this about one of my games, but I must make a coffee table book out of Rich Man, Poor Man. This is a game we're going to ask you to call in and participate in. Not yet, somewhere in the 7 o'clock hour, but I must say I've been pleasantly surprised by the quality of the Rich Man, Poor Man nominees from the listeners. Mm-hmm. It started off some years ago when I was just thinking about outdoor showers and thought, well, if you have an outdoor shower, you're either filthy rich or you're stinking poor. One or the other. There's no middle class suburban folks that have an outdoor shower. Mm-hmm. And that, thus, Rich Man, Poor Man, the things rich people and poor people share. We'll get into that in a moment, John.
Hey, I have a nomination for BS job, and actually, this particular person that I'm about to tell you a story about, I want to nominate him for the Jerk Report, too. It's the police.
Mm.
Okay, and so mm-hmm. Here's the story. Not all of them, but just this one in particular. But the whole job is BS. I live right by a Holiday Inn Express, and my car is parked by the entrance, and one of these...
It's a bad sign, by the way. You're living by anything that ends in express. It's bad.
One of these tour bus with these foreigners was backing in
to
the parking lot. That's the only way they can get in. Sideswiped my car. Totally demolished the rear end.
Mm-hmm.
Did nothing. No, nothing.
And yeah, those days are over, my friend. The days of writing notes. I've had both fenders caved in my car. Nary a tissue paper on the windshield wiper, and I've not even been in the car when it happened each time. The days of people backing in your car and leaving a nice note are gone, long gone.
So anyways...
Sorry, buddy.
No problem. I get home, and me and my brother notice we both have our A's gear on, and so I call the police. It's obvious this guy hit my car. The marks match up. The taillight's broken on the bus and everything. So the cop pulls up. First thing he says,
oh, A's fans, huh? And then he starts telling me about how Barry the Creep Bonds hit the home run, yada, yada. Mm. He goes, he takes a look at the cards. He's like, yeah, that looks pretty good. I'm no CSI, but it looks like this guy hit you. And so it's 10 o'clock.
Paul Abdul's sounding better and better to me the longer John goes on.
Please, John, tell us more.
Please, John.
Oh, you want to go inside the hotel and wake this guy up? He's like, it's 10 o'clock. I don't think we should. We shouldn't disturb him.
Teresa, getting hot. I see your pants coming off.
John, are you single?
Yeah.
Shocker. So, what did the cop end up doing to you?
Well, basically, he just said, I'm not going to wake the guy up. Here's the report. And it took about a whole 5 minutes for him to do nothing.
And because he was a supporter of Barry the Creep Bonds, on top of that's the reason. I agree. He's in my book, he might be a Bonds fan, but the bigger point is, he's a jerk!
I want to say that cop is not a BS job. They can get killed in the line of duty.
That's right. When I hear a story being told, and I hear the word basically in somewhere in the body of the story, it's like when I ask somebody, what do you do for a living? And they say, well, right now, I tune out. There's trouble. When I hear it's a bad story.
Between jobs.
So, anyway, then, you know, after we'd put down almost a 12-pack and, you know, we headed back to my place and one of my bros, you know, basically, you know, when I hear basically, that's a time to jump ship. Conversationally, it's like right now when it comes to what
are
you doing.
Is John still there?
Yes, he is. John?
John, what type of foreigners were in the bus that hit your car?
There were some type of, I believe, Russians, because I asked them all. They were outside smoking cigarettes, and they told me they didn't feel anything, they didn't see anything. And I asked them, what time's the bus leaving in the morning? They're like, oh, we do not know, 9, 10. And the bus was out at 6 in the morning. Ooh, see, they didn't want to be stopped.
I'll tell you, first off, stop talking now because this is movie of the week material. Mm-hmm. What I would hate is for a guy like John to go ahead and just tell his tale on the radio and have some enterprising young Hollywood type just scoop him on it, turn it into a 3-part miniseries because this is exciting stuff. Forget about movie of the week. I say this is action feature.
What did poor John do to the two of you to draw your score?
He told us the world's most boring story.
Yeah, he hates spoilers.
It had a point.
He started, all right, no USSR for the bus patrons. Here's the thing. He started with cop is the biggest BS job in the world. Any job where you're wearing Kevlar and getting shot at by gangbangers is not a BS job. No. But
my sisters are cops, though, so that's one thing.
What's that?
Two of my sisters are police officers, and one brother's a corrections officer.
Okay, so there's some history here.
Right, and well, before the cop left, I told him I hope a giant bus hits his cruiser.
It's a good way to get justice.
Just I end
every exchange with law enforcement the same way.
Yep.
Yep. It's just my motto. Brad.
Hey, Adam. I got a better example of a BS job. How about that author writing the book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very ironic, but ironic. Poignant. Yes, Pete.
Rain on your wedding day.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
Hey, back to that guy that holds the sign. A terrible job for an adult. I tell you, it's a brutal way to make a living. But my son's 15 years old, just started doing it. $10 an hour.
Really?
$10 an hour, right. And he was on call last week, and it didn't even show up. They paid him $15 an hour for staying at home for being on call for 4 hours.
Yeah, it's not bad if you're in high school. If you're just going to be standing behind a grill at McDonald's like I did for $2.35 an hour, you might as well get twice that to stand out on the corner.
Why would his son get more money for not working that?
He was horrible at it.
Well, no, actually, because it's supposed to be in the local area, right? So they called him and said that if you wanted to work in Pasadena, which is kind of far from our house, and he called them back and said, hey, that's a little bit too far. They go, yeah, you're right, but we'll put you on call for 4 hours. But the Pasadena job would have paid $15 an hour, but if he wears an outfit, he can make 17 to 20.
I got to tell you, when I see a guy with a big foam core sign and orange arrow on it, wearing a chicken outfit, that's what I base most of my real estate sales on. I'll buy 2-3 condos. This is how it works. I'll drive down the street. I'll pass one guy's doing a lackluster job holding the condo arrow sign, and then I'll pass a guy who's a go getter, and I'll just swing by and buy myself a condo or two. sometimes 3-4 units in the same building if a guy's really effective with the big orange arrow. Is that really? Is real estate an impulse buy? I see he's got, you know, condominiums. What are you doing? Honey, I was going to buy a pack of smokes. Turns out I bought a 3-unit condo. But 3 condo units, 3 bedroom. It's 2,800 square feet.
It was on sale.
It's on sale. What happened was, is I was going to a liquor store, but I couldn't resist that big orange arrow with the guy in the chicken outfit. And I was just, thankfully I had enough cash on me. I had to swing by the ATM and pick out $450,000. I was able to buy a condo. How does this work? You're just driving down the street. I want to grab a condo. What do we want to do? You want to get something to eat? You want to grab a condo? You want to see a matinee? What do you want to do? Well, look at the big orange arrow. I mean, what if they had that for airports? Imagine how dangerous that would be. Oh, next thing you know, you're in Europe. What happened? Just wearing sweatpants and flip-flops. What happened? Guy with an arrow. Pointing it toward the airport. I just kept driving.
Said sale. Brussels, $199.
That's right.
I couldn't say no.
I got right out of my car. I think it's still running. Just parked it. Parked on the green curb there. We got a cop that's mad at our last caller.
He should be.
Should be arrested for being so boring. Mark?
That was criminal.
Yeah. That was criminal. I feel I've been victimized by his poor intellect.
Poor job.
Poor job.
First degree boredom.
This guy was an A's fan. I was an A's fan.
Hit, run, and bore.
Yes. Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're a cop?
Oh, yeah.
What
First
do you
off, have? The fact the guy's a baseball fan shows he's a blowhard.
Yeah.
That's right, Johnny Law.
That's right.
What's well, you know, here's the thing about this guy, and probably 90-80% of the people we show up to, they already solved the crime before we get there.
Yeah.
They're watching CSI, Law and Order. They
right.
think they know everything.
Right.
Like you said, the guy's living next door to Holiday Inn. He has no clue what's going on.
Right. And what's the best way to get out of a ticket if you pull me over?
Tears.
You know what? I don't know that there is a best way to get out of a ticket. I try bribery, but that's probably not going to work either.
How about the glory hole I had put in the side of my driver's side door?
In the Ferrari?
Yeah, big bullseye says police only. It's right about waist height. Had to have the door thinned out a little bit so I could get, you know, get the business
the
end of the
billy. Waist height is going to be about your face, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I have to sit on a telephone book to pleasure an officer.
Can I ask
in the Ferrari.
Johnny Law? What part of law enforcement are you in? CHP or?
Oh, patrol city.
Patrol.
Okay. All right. So you didn't like caller John.
I thought he was funny. I mean, he's like all the other citizens out there that don't think we do anything, and for a lot of parts we don't. I mean, we get paid a lot of money for playing cops and robbers, which is an absolute blast. But
yeah, well, here's the thing about cops, and there's a lot of jobs this way, and I don't mind them. They do nothing for, you know, 23 and a half hours out of the day, but that half hour when they have to do something, they deserve all the money they get.
Right.
Oh, we're coiled springs.
That's right. Coiled springs.
I like that.
He uses that with the ladies.
Yeah, it worked on me.
Jeff?
Hey, how's it going, Adam?
What do you got?
The guy that installs the left-hand red turn signal.
No, oh, those vermin. They should be rounded up and put to sleep.
How about that?
Yes. All right, that is a horrible job, but at least you have to have some manual dexterity and a minor background as an electrician. All right, I think he hung up on himself. We're going to take ourselves a break. Christopher Knight hanging out. Also, news and sports. Yes, Bruskett?
Yeah, Christopher's going to be next because he's got to leave.
Wow.
Sound like Bruskett.
It's a great show.
Take it down
a lot of fun.
Did he show up late?
He showed up late, and he's got to leave early.
Oh, very Brady.
Where's he got to go?
Some other thing that's more important than us.
Oh. Well, maybe he should just go. Really?
We'll do a quick section.
Really? Do we really, really? Where's he got to go?
Find out.
I'll find out.
Oh, he showed up late. Right?
Give him
yes.
Four.
And what happened to Adrian?
He apologized, and he seemed like a nice guy.
Okay.
You don't do this to the Adam Carolla show. I don't know how it works in the Brady house, but let me tell you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Comedy, opinions, celebrities, news, sports, and so much more.
This is Tori Spelling. You're listening to the insert adjective here. Adam Carolla Show.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, I get it.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Parkshosh. Applesosh.
Abracadabra. Disappear.
Wow.
I am a little sunflower. Sunny, brave, and true.
The Whole Truth by Scoop Brady.
Kind of like this song. Chris Knight is in studio.
You know, I think I was voted the Brady most like Adam Carolla.
I think Barry Williams was that.
He's the one who looks most like Adam Carolla.
You sound most like. I think my hair went through the same metamorphosis that the Brady Boys.
Every
hair
one of
went
us went through that. The straight to curly thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And the tough in-between years before you knew it was curly and you tried to brush it straight.
It was straight, a fro.
Where it looked like Darth Vader's
helmet.
It was
like struggling to get out of the skull and it just fried the hair.
Well, wait a second. You guys got permanence, right?
No, that was natural? That was all natural.
Why did I yell at you, Shaq, 3 weeks ago when you made the same allegations toward the Carolla boys' head?
I told you. It was as straight as yours when I started out.
Yeah. And all three of you, that happened to. That's amazing.
Yeah. And then Bob, he did straighten his hair. So when he got to Hawaii, the humidity kept it, you know, impossible to keep straight. So
what happens is you have straight hair and you think, all right, this is my hair, and then somewhere around puberty it starts to morph and it starts to get curly, but for 2 years you just try to flatten it out. You think, well, this is curly hair that's acting up, it must be tamed, and you walk around looking like Buckethead for 2 years.
Like a helmet.
And then eventually you get that nice Jufro going.
I didn't know that.
And that is
happened.
A great look. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you gotta wait for your hair to thin out for to get straight again.
I'm telling you, it may have, and then it goes straight again, and then you die.
Yeah,
that's
right before you're dead.
Right, except for Chris shoehorned banging a beautiful 23-year-old model in between the part where your hair straightens out and then you die, which is smart. Most of us don't do that.
Small window.
Meeting her, my hair got curly again.
My Fair Brady, we're getting married. Second season. I watched the first season on VH1 premieres this Sunday at 9:00. I watched every Brady Bunch. I don't think there's an episode I missed. I saw all the surreal lives you're in, and also sat next to your bride-to-be taping the match game that's airing on CBS sometime in the next couple of few.
That's what I understand.
Found her to be even taller, more leggy, and more beautiful in person.
She's absolutely more beautiful in person, and that's really hard to believe because she photographs so well.
She does. Yes, the camera likes her, but my eyeballs are in love. Yes, she's 5'11 or 5'10 or whatever she is. There's certain women I'm trying to think of being an interesting list. You know, Tara Reid may look good in the magazines, but when you see her in real life, probably not as foxy as the pictures, where someone like Adrian, even better in person.
Amazing. And everybody comes up and says that to her. So, I mean, there's something about an expectation that people have when they see somebody in person. They're expecting them to look, you know, like you just said, Tara Reid, not quite as good.
Yeah, maybe, although she's loaded and you could bet her.
To what do you attribute your ability to lay down with this woman?
I have no idea.
In your head, logic, how this worked out. This foxy 20-something-year-old woman falls for you. You're in your 40s and such. Right?
Yeah, you make that sound like it's like, yeah, it is.
It's an impressive score on your part.
I wish I knew the recipe. I'd make money from it. But yeah, I have no idea. And I could watch the show and watch it happen. I still don't get it. You know, so.
I watched the show as well. I figured she'd be going with, Schenkenberg or, some model from the show. Vern Troyer. That's where the smart money was on Troyer.
You guys don't understand women. First of all, Chris is attractive. He obviously works out. But
he is good looking.
He was
nurturing
because when Vern was having his trouble, Chris was taking care of him, and that, you know, is
that what did it? What does she say?
Maybe that had something to do with it. Frankly, she's like a Trent Reznor fan. That's who she really wants to marry. So I'm like not in that realm.
Yeah, that's the
totally
whole thing.
Different.
She's a little bit rock and roll. You're a little bit country. How does this work?
Thanks, Adam.
Well, you know what I mean.
You're nurturing.
I'm saying she should be with a rock star.
I think that what she's an old enough soul to know that what she wants and what she should have are different.
Ah.
And I think I represent what she should have. I'm not sure if that's going to be great long term. But we'll see. The fact is, I think the nurturing thing did, kind of come through. And frankly, I caused Vern to get sick and fall over like a weeble.
Yeah. That was your fault?
They didn't show you, but yeah, I held him up in the air and I spun him around. And then I put him down. He was like a dreidel.
Chris was working out, you know.
So then he got sick, and I felt like I killed the guy. So
you guys are going to get married finally, because the last season you guys were arguing constantly about whether to get married.
Yeah,
or not.
This season we do the same.
You didn't want to get married. Why didn't you want to get married?
Well, I mean, she's professing her love after the second day, and she wants to get married on the show. I'm thinking the whole thing is sort of ridiculous, and then she's pretty consistent with it.
Right.
After a time, I realize I'm in a relationship, and I really don't want it to go anywhere, and it's really important to her, and I've been married twice. Why do I need to do it again? But if it is important to her, I guess that's the route we're going to take.
Did you say all that on one knee?
It really matters to you. I couldn't care less. I've been through it twice, but will you marry me?
You had to write greeting cards. That's wonderful.
Pretty much, yeah. The romantic.
So, yeah, but here's the thing. You were sort of wondering what's the catch or what's going on. She's beautiful. She's dynamic.
Wouldn't you?
She's a model. Yes, she wants to get married after our second date, and you're thinking, what does this crazy broad want? Did she have a tumor? What's going on?
In that house, there was no way to find that out. I mean, First you need to peel her away from the house to find out if she's consistent or the same or who she is without all the cameras on.
Right.
So we went through that phase.
Wait, but did you bed her when you were in the house?
No.
Together?
No.
No. No bedding at all?
No. I wasn't. That.
What?
No.
Are you insulted that he asked?
Yep.
No, I'm not. I mean, but I guess, you know, the fact is there are cameras everywhere. There's no way to do that without, you know, it being on the internet eventually.
I probably wasn't offended by that because it's going to get worse.
If we had, it'd be on the internet already.
Right. Now, her family, she, I don't want to say white trash, but...
They're really not.
Really?
I mean, very blue collar.
What about her?
She likes
well,
to,
very
she likes
blue collar
white trash.
Euphemism for white trash.
I mean, she's got uncles that have... she has one uncle that has like over 50 patents. I mean, it's not like they're only a blue collar family.
There are ways to open beer bottles.
That's right, for cider jugs.
Her direct family happens to be very blue collar.
I saw her dad.
Yeah, and so have I.
Yeah. Her dad, didn't you guys go out fishing last year? So? Her dad looks like an extra from a Clint Eastwood 70s biker movie. Goes about 300 pounds.
He's like 350 and 6'7", 6'8".
He was dipping the whole time and just cleaning a shotgun while they were talking.
Yeah.
Spitting Red Man on Christopher's shoe.
I was hoping he'd catch a fish because I thought I was dead if he didn't. Yeah, he was gracious, you know, in that I only caught the fish.
Now, are you worried? Fish. Now, where are they? They, in the Blue Hills somewhere? Where are they?
Appalachia? No.
Where are they?
They're in Joliet, Illinois.
Joliet, Illinois. Are you worried they're coming out conveniently? Are you worried? Well, they got tired of tunneling and just popped up next to the prison. But are you?
Actually, he's from Arkansas.
Oh, shocker. Oh. Are you scared that he's going to come into L.A., want to do a little Hollywood, you know, parenting? Move out here, enjoy the lifestyle.
I think on his way out, he'd get stuck in Vegas.
Oh, really? You don't think he'd make it here?
No, I don't think so.
And he definitely would be driving.
No, he'd fly.
But now, she's a hot woman, obviously. Yeah. Obviously. But also, from what I gather, sort of loopy a little bit, right?
Zany. Well, she's zany.
Zany.
I mean, she's highly energized, enthusiastic, and dramatic.
But she's been with she's done like the Playboy stuff, and there's been some...
She has no need or respect for clothes.
Right. Girl
and you know,
girl
and I'm fine with that. The fact is, I met her naked.
Right.
So who am I to now,
you know,
clothe her?
Oh, I
see. Make us more jealous. She's a beautiful woman. She's sort of zany. It seems like she'd be fun to be around between the sheets. Wild?
Yeah. Well, she's just a lot of fun.
She's just wild.
She's
untamed.
You can imagine it.
Vegas love making sessions.
Yeah, I'll tell you, she has a filthy, filthy mind. Sitting next to her for a couple hours doing this match game.
Sweet Jesus.
She has both, man. She has a filthy mind. And then she has this really sweet side to her, this incredible heart. She's got a great duality.
But is it a, you know, that's all fun at the beginning, but I imagine it might become tedious in year number three of marriage. Are you going to tranquilize her? Are you going to calm her down? Should she find Jesus Christ?
Well, look at this. My Fair Brady, the whole concept behind the title was that I thought I was going to be Higgins.
Right.
This is going to be Pygmalion.
Right.
I was going to, like, refine her.
Exactly. I don't know what any of that means.
I just wanted to tame the wild beast.
You were going to tame her.
Instead,
as it turns
I'm
out.
Going feral.
That's right.
You know, that's what's happening.
That's right.
So, and that's not bad for me because I got a little set in my ways and, you know, and a little, I'm a Brady. I know we live in a really tight box. This has been great.
Mm-hmm.
I can live out of it.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, am I going to get bored with it? If anything, the tedium comes from the over dramatization of everything.
Mm.
And,
that's not going to get better.
So when,
probably not.
We don't have a wedding date yet. I suspect you guys have already been married.
No, we're not.
And
we're
they
not.
Taped it.
No. Mm. No,
yes,
we're not.
Because what would the finale be of this show if not a wedding? Hello? Am I right, Adam?
Of course. Well,
that is going to be it,
right?
But though we've done the bulk of the season already, mm-hmm. we have not done the final episode. It is mm-hmm. imminent.
This is going to a third season.
Now I hear.
Yeah, when
now,
she gives birth to a black baby in 4 months. And I'm there at delivery.
Oh, I pray that's my black baby. Barry Williams, who I most resemble.
Are you a cousin?
No, but I wish I was related. I really do. He was an usher or a something, or you were an usher or something at his wedding, right?
Yes.
Right. His first
wedding.
He's on the phone. Barry?
Is he on the phone?
More like a best man.
Was I the best man?
Yeah, well, yes.
There was some controversy.
Wow. I meaningful for you.
There were three of you. That's why.
There was three best men.
Oh.
Right.
Well,
right.
So
that cheapens it.
I got married late. I had a lot of, you know, debts to pay back.
Right.
Hey, Barry, how are you?
Doing great. Adam, is this guy got it wired?
Yeah.
Nice young babe, and then he adds the life experience. It sounds like the perfect balance.
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to go on for at least 16 months.
Well, that's the other thing. He's got a really good attitude about it. And I've talked to Chris about that. I said, well, Chris, what happens when the lights go away, the cameras turn off? You don't have, he says, you know what? I thought I was doing it right the first two times.
Yeah.
And so, you know, how can I be any more wrong than that?
Exactly. The first time, I thought I had a map to success, and I'm trying to use it a third time.
Exactly.
So.
Now, the thing is, we have both been married twice.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both divorced twice.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of had a little pack here where we were going to just kind of lay off the marriage thing.
And then
Miss Beautiful came along.
Yeah, well, speaking of Miss Beautiful and the wedding, is Barry invited to your wedding, and is he the best man? Because
yeah,
turnabout is fair play.
No, Barry is not the best man.
Oh, uncomfortable.
Well, why not?
Well, I can tell you this. He is not yet married. I have been invited to the wedding, but no, I'm not the best man. What's up with that?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, Barry, I don't remember being the best man in your wedding.
You were one of three.
I think I was definitely a groomsman at your first wedding, but not in the second one because you were in New York.
Well, not the second one. No one was there for that.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my third one. I'm mm-hmm. just going, you know, I'm doing...
No, make Barry the best man.
Do you have a best man?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. Childhood friend.
Someone he likes better than Barry Williams.
I know.
Bobby Brady.
Frankly, you're right. I know Barry about as long as I've known anybody.
Yes, what were you guys, in your mid-20s when you guys got together on the Brady Bunch? You're 9 years old.
Listen, if it's Bobby Brady, that's one thing. If it's Oliver, though, I really, that splits it.
Yeah, or Sam the Butcher. You have his corpse as your best man.
Does Adrian want to have kids like right away?
No, not right away. She respects the fact that she has a career.
Ask him about his prenup. And in fact, I want to ask you too. Did you get that squared away? Because you had two interesting items that you wanted to put in your prenup.
Well, you'll have to watch the show for the exploration of one of those items that you speak of.
Does it have to do with kids?
It has to do with an extreme version of. Birth control, a family planning.
Oh, good. Essentially, that doesn't give it away.
Essentially, using a vasectomy as a family planning tool.
Do you have any children?
No, because we learned, Barry, from experts that might not be the brightest way to move.
A good way to do birth control.
No,
planning.
It exercises perfect birth control, except for it also exercises. You know, perhaps no children in the future either.
So. Do you have kids?
No, I have no kids.
You have.
I want to leave open that opportunity.
Yes. Two marriages and no children.
Yeah,
and are you wealthy,
Adam? What is that?
Well, we're talking prenup.
Well, no, yeah, we got a prenup.
Your
definitely
fake
got a prenup.
Brother.
And so, yes, Barry, we finished
up,
the prenup.
Brought up prenups. Who has all the money? You or her?
Well, I mean, we all come into this. You know, one of the greatest lies ever is that all men are created equal.
Mm.
So, you know, there's an inequality here.
You have money.
Yes.
You made money doing software? educational software?
I was out of this entertainment industry for almost 20 years. I was in the high-tech industry.
Well, Barry made a good living doing that.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just trying to figure it out. You know, you hear all these tragic stories about child actors and they're broke and they're living back at home at age 45 and strung out on methadone.
No, at 18, the Brady sort of like left me a small pile of seed capital.
Right.
That I then worked with.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you turn that into a small fortune in the software business.
Adam, that sounds more like my life you were describing. 45, big old broke, you know, strung out on methadone.
Well, what about your book, though? You made a fortune on that book of all the Brady secrets.
That did great, but I gave all the profits to the first wife when she left me. That was fun.
Listen, I think you should even this thing out here, Barry. He's not even letting you be the best man. Send him that idol you found in Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Rocks on.
Barry gets to provide us a special moment of entertainment.
What am I doing?
How are you doing with that?
I should give you some of these lyrics. You're
singing.
You don't want it to be a surprise for me?
I'll just give you a little piece of it.
You're going to sing at the wedding, Barry?
This is an original tune that was written especially for Chris and Adrian. And here are, let me give you a little bit.
By the producers of our show, so you can imagine this is like
it's good stuff.
The theme song.
In shining armor today, Chris Knight weds his fair lady, a fairy tale about to unfold. He's got his Mrs. Wright. She at last bagged her Brady. Their true love is a gift to behold.
Powerful.
I really am expecting the music to really help that.
Be nice.
All right, so
the Chi-Chi song.
So Barry, you consider it a slap in the face that Chris has not asked you to be his best man?
Absolutely. No, and plus to not have a threesome.
Yes.
Oh, that's the worst of all.
Well, me and Sheck are getting together after the show. If you still want to realize those threesome dreams, and here's what I would suggest to you, Barry: get loaded. Before and then indignant and out of control. Really crash it. You know what I'm saying?
I've started already.
Really make a scene. Yeah, start boozing now. Even if the wedding's in 6 months, start boozing now. Barry Williams, thank you very much. Chris, what is the... tell us one of the prenup things before we let you go.
One of the prenup things.
Mm-hmm.
So
I want to know how this works.
There's no support.
No financial support.
Yeah.
Child support?
Child support.
I don't know if I'm
fertile.
No, not fertile. I don't know if I'm blowing the deal by talking about it. But
no, if you guys break up, you don't have to support her.
Right.
I like that. Smart. Should have got one of those. We'll take a quick break, Chris.
That's actually not exactly for the first 10 years.
First 10 years. Right. Oh, yeah, that's all you need. Yeah. You have her killed on the 11th. Chris Knight, everybody. My Fair Brady. We're Getting Married, second season, VH1, premieres tonight. Well, wait a minute. Premieres this Sunday, I should say.
Premieres on Sunday, 9 o'clock. Also, we have a website, chrisandadri.com, for all the other intimate details. Wow. On the website, it will be announced when we are married.
All right. I will be watching this Sunday, 9 o'clock. We'll be back with news and sports. Teresa?
Yes.
Give us a tidbit.
All the talk is about something Simon said last night on American Idol. We'll have that. And Dr. Phil tries his hand at comedy. I'll let you decide if it's in fact funny. And a few new crazy celebrity baby names.
After this.
The Adam Carolla Show. This is what a year and a half of junior college sounds like.
Hi, this is Jessie Jane, and every time I get invited to come to the Adam Carolla Show, I end up taking off my clothes. I mean, I have opinions on stuff. Oh, honey.
AdamCarolla.com. It's so much better than internet porn. And now, Oswaldo reads the 100 greatest movie quotes of all time. Number 44, from The Sixth Sense.
I see dead people.
Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, do I got an eye for talent?
Yep.
I discovered that man. Man, we were just, you know, building a gymnasium 15 years ago, and I said, kid, you got it. And he promptly went to go get lunch. He misunderstood me.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
The great Oswaldo. All right, now... Better late than never. The beautiful Teresa Strasser and the news.
In a 5-minute audio tape transmitted yesterday over the net and believed to be authentic, Osama bin Laden said convicted terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui had nothing to do with the attacks of 9/11. Bin Laden also said that none of the hundreds of terrorist suspects now at Guantanamo Bay has any connection to the events of 9/11. Moussaoui now serving a life sentence after a jury ruled he was responsible for at least one death.
You know, we had this guy in the crosshairs of the sniper, and we never squeezed the trigger. And that's why you have to squeeze the trigger, because it wouldn't be enough for this guy just to die out in the hills somewhere of Afghanistan a few years after we didn't kill him. He has to go on forever now because he has to punish the guy who didn't say to squeeze the trigger. Do you see what I'm saying? It's
yes.
The big picture here. It's like, really, what was the over-under on this guy after 9/11 and we decided we're going to hunt him down like a dog and he has to travel with a dialysis machine?
Right,
and he's 6'9".
Right.
No one else in that region of the world is over 5'5", and he's 6'9". What was the over-under on this guy with the failing health who's going to be living a hand-to-mouth in some cave in Afghanistan? Was it 6 months? Was it 9 months? Was it a year? I can't believe it.
Well, terrorism experts actually agree with you because they're saying that the reason you keep hearing from bin Laden is he's just trying to taunt you that he's still alive and he's still active in Al-Qaeda.
He's doing a fantastic job.
Well, he also said that he thought that Da Vinci Code was hilarious.
Oh, he loved it.
You know what? Now that's it. It's on. I'm going after him myself.
Okay. In Lithuania, police figured that their breathalyzer machine must be broken yesterday when a man registered 18 times the legal limit of alcohol. They retested and found the 41-year-old should not only have been arrested, he should have been dead.
Well, the breathalyzer in Lithuania is a canary.
That's you what they actually use?
On the canary, and if it falls off its perch, you're going in.
Well, the man told police that he had been drunk the night before, and he simply tried to wake up with a pint of beer for breakfast.
Well, hair of the dog.
Sure.
Yeah. 18 times the legal limit.
In fact, they said that he had twice the amount of alcohol in your system that should have been lethal. So it's not like, oh, you drank more, a little more than what would have killed you. Twice the amount that would have killed you.
Yeah. To me, that heavyweight belt is one I would cherish. And I say we, in fact, make a belt and he wears it until someone gets to 19.
Yeah.
Or so, he gets to hang on to the belt.
Lithuanian breathalyzer is a crazy sex position.
Yes. Oh, my. You could throw your back out doing that.
Yeah. It's, what happened? Well, we went doggy. We went reverse cowgirl. And then I tossed her the Lithuanian breathalyzer, and it was all over
my
friend.
Life of Peter Brady.
Yes.
That's what Adrian Curry does.
She did stick the dismount. Okay. In entertainment news, it was Catherine versus Taylor in the Idol final last night in front of 3,000 fans at the Kodak Theater. First, I want to play you a little bit of Taylor's song, which I'm sort of ashamed, but I kind of love it.
The new song?
The new single.
It was much better than hers,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, it was much better, which usually the idols sing the same song, and it's apples versus apples, but then they can only release one. Here they can release two.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little bit of Do I Make You Proud? And then,
yeah,
Simon,
you may have won it with that song.
Well, and exactly right. Here's what Simon had to say.
Taylor, okay, assuming that I was right, that the show was tied,
assuming.
Have just won American Idol.
Well,
Taylor thought he actually won right there. He was dancing around on stage. Woo-hoo! Doing
the
thing he does with his
neck.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Please, tonight.
Tonight is a 2-hour finale. I know you'll be
excited. How about Catherine's dad just...
Oh, the waterworks.
Bawling. Just bawling. Like a heavy set black woman at a funeral.
Yeah.
Just bawling the entire time. And the poor mom, the poor embarrassed mom's like, listen, Waterworks, could you get it together? Jesus Christ. Yes.
A little excessive.
Yes. Your daughter. By the way, this is her 128th song. Do you have to cry harder with each song? You're not used to this yet?
Well,
Jesus Christ. I think, you know what would be funny, though, is if this guy, he's on TV bawling his eyes out every night. If you're another family member, like you're the son, and you're like, Dad, good news, I'm getting married. All right, fantastic.
No tears?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
By the way, yeah, some years later, our child.
A lot of pressure on him at funerals, too.
Yes. Yes, if you're bawling this way watching your daughter sing, you better knock it out of the park at the funeral.
Apoplectic. Yeah. And by the way, at your request, I counted Paula Abdul's words, which I have to say it slightly diminished my enjoyment of the show. She spoke 200, by the talk about BS jobs, I was counting Paula's words.
Mm-hmm.
She spoke 272 words.
Mm-hmm. 272, that's a new record for her.
Big night. Right. For her. And if you're a betting man, Hicks is the odds on favorite, 1-2 odds. McPhee is an underdog with 9-5.
Mm. I would like Taylor to win. I'll tell you why.
Why?
She's fine. She's 21. She's hot. She doesn't have a pore in her skin or a cavity in her mouth. She'll do just fine. He will do fine too, but he's a little bit older, can't fall back on his looks, and might not. She'll have a Maybelline contract inside of 6 weeks. He could fade out again, just because I think he needs the money more.
The lady who won last year, Carrie Underwood, yes?
Yes.
She now won some country music awards last night.
I was just getting into that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were? I beat you to the punch, so hush up. Now,
wait till I tell you the baseball scores. Go ahead. What were you going to say, Carrie Underwood?
I just think it's amazing that these people now go into legitimate music, and they become big artists. I hate it. What's happened to this country? Is this how Led Zeppelin came to be?
Yes.
Stupid karaoke contests and everything.
Okay.
Sickening.
Wow.
As you said, Carrie Underwood won a country music award for Jesus Take the Wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Phil was a
wonderful song.
Jesus rarely takes my wheel.
I happen to know for a fact he did not even have a driver's license.
He had a permit, learner's permit. Okay. Dr. Phil tried his hand at comedy and at the country music awards. And let's see what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today I listened to complaints about divorce, cheating, drinking, lying, unemployment, ungrateful women, and worthless men. And that was just one Gretchen Wilson song.
What do you think?
I was thinking, who's a bigger blowhard, Dr. Phil or Donald Trump?
Are you effing stupid?
Could you imagine these two talking at each other? Just confined to a small space.
Smoking sucks. The air right out of your lungs.
What happened that we now hold up the people that spit out the most obvious of all advice, and these guys are now life geniuses? You wanna keep this marriage together? Well, then you got to stop beating on her, and you can't get divorced.
Wait,
you
want to stop beating on her?
You want to lose some weight? Want to lose some weight? You got to stop shoveling so much food into your mouth and start exercising.
Let's get some hookers and some coke and go crazy.
That's the first sensible thing I've ever heard him say.
Well, I'm a big fan of his dating book that he's
recently put out. Stop smoking. It sucks the air right out of your lungs.
Smoking sucks.
Thanks, Don. Hadn't heard that.
So wait, smoking's bad.
Yeah, to this point, I just heard these were basically health food sticks. I had no idea that they're packed with vitamins and minerals. It took Donald Trump to let us know that smoking was, in fact, bad for us. Thank God for him and blowhard Dr. Phil.
What's new in crazy baby names? Well, first, Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller had daughter Moxie Crime Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend, he added to the clan with Zoltan.
Yeah.
Now, what you're hearing now is the Spice Girls. Jerry Halliwell announced her daughter's name, Bluebell Madonna.
I went to Penn's house a few months back out in the middle of the desert. And it's not really a house, as it is a collection of boxes that are connected with doors. But it is bizarre as you'd think it would be. The thing about Penn is he's very sexually graphic and motivated while his wife stands nearby.
How does that look?
It is, it's uncomfortable when he's explaining about the patent that he had for a jacuzzi that shoots women right in the sweet spot and brings them to orgasm lickety-split, and that the spread on the tile is just right for a man of his size and carriage to receive oral.
Be a good name for the thing, too, by the way. Lickety-split.
Lickety-split. It's like, all righty. Listen, I knew the jacuzzi jet did it for the ladies many years ago. I don't need to go to the patent office to figure that one out, but so be it. you're going to turn a buck on this. But yes, very sexually motivated.
How are you with Zoltan as a name for the baby?
Well, you know, people say, well, he's going to get made fun of at school. Do you think the guy's going to head to a city school just right in the middle of the inner city? Or is he going to go to a private school with other effed up celebrity kids' names floating around? Do you know what I mean?
So exactly.
These guys, by the way, I liked Penn, but I know it doesn't sound like it. I do like him. But these kids are going to lead a life where they never really get exposed to life, so therefore it doesn't matter what their name is. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Same with Bluebell Madonna, Jerry Halliwell's child.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to probably be in some kind of British boarding school.
Sure, sure.
Also, Jack Black's baby, Scarlett Teresa.
Hmm.
I like it.
Nice name.
I'm just regular Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
We've been discussing, actually, good names for Teresa's vagina lately.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Zoltan for that.
Zoltan's good. Well, far
we
have Valley of the Sun.
Right. Chavez Ravine.
Chavez Ravine. What was the one we came up with yesterday toward the end of the show? There was a good one in there.
Namibian jail.
Yes.
Namibian jail.
Yes. Three hots and a cot.
My
we got to work this out. You know, we were also talking, Bruska and I were talking, it'd be great if we could get sponsorship for it.
For my vagina?
Yes. The Craig and Auto Park vagina.
Well, certainly when we have bobblehead night at Valley of the Sun. That's all. Someone's going to have to pick up the tab.
And, of course, let's not forget Lithuanian breathalyzer.
Yes,
that's
and
storm,
all
too.
The seats are luxury boxes.
Yes, they are.
It's not as much fun when you're in on the joke. Too.
Yes.
Please
that's
knock
why
out.
I'm doing
please
it.
Please act offended. Please.
Sorry, Sam. We're using reverse psychology, and it's working.
Oh, no. I'll stick with it anyway. Don't worry. Anyway, listen. Phoenix Suns, Dallas Mavericks, Game 1, Western Conference Finals, trip to the overall finals on the line. Let's see if Steve Nash and company can beat a team that isn't from the city of Los Angeles for once. Mr. Shaq Fu and his Miami Heat pals up 1-0 on the Pistons in the Eastern Conference Finals with a win last night in Detroit. Stanley Cup puck, Edmonton Oilers and the Anaheim Ducks. Must win for the Ducks last night. I guess it was a mustn't because the Oilers were up 4-0. Then the Ducks rallied back. But the Oilers held on to win 5-4. They're now up 3-0 in the series. Apparently, the Oilers must really hate my Cheech Utemu songs. That's the only thing I can figure.
They've squashed out your livelihood.
Yes. First, they rub out Cheech Utemu in the Sharks, and now they're making quick work of the Ducks.
Mm, yeah.
Don't worry. Teppo Numanen's hovering in the near horizon.
Where's he? Who's he? What team's he on?
Buffalo Sabres.
All right. So we'll get to hear songs about him.
I don't know if my heart will be in it.
Mm.
Time will tell. Let's see. I'm trying. Mm-hmm. All I can tell you is every day I feel a little bit better.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
National pastime. Red hot Dodger blue. Whipped them Rockies last night. Six straight win. Half game behind the Arizona Snakes, who knocked off the embarrassing Pittsburgh Pirates last night. Cardinals over Gigantics. Cards Albert Pujols went for 23rd home run of the year. Barry the Cream Bonds went for nothing. But another round of booze.
Mm. Hold on. Hold on a second. Got some names for Teresa's vagina.
Good. Oh, great.
Jason?
Adam.
Yeah, what do you got for us?
Hey, how about Death Valley?
Death Valley. Aptly named Death Valley.
Thank you. Nothing lives or grows.
Our dreams go to die.
That's right. Fred?
Yeah, what's going on, Adam?
You have a name for Teresa's vagina?
Yeah, it's out of East Portland, Oregon. Happy Valley.
Happy Valley.
I like it.
I like that, too.
Thank you.
Heading down to Happy Valley.
The thing with Happy Valley is all the people that live out there, all meth heads, no teeth in their head.
Yeah.
That's why it's happy.
Bill?
Yeah.
You got a name for Teresa's vagina?
I got two. I got Yucca Valley.
That's sort of unflattering.
And no, this is a good one for you. I got the Grand Canyon.
That's insulting. But City of Industry.
People.
Sounds like there's something going on there.
Grand Canyon, a lot of men have ridden
taking
their
that donkey
mules.
Ride down to the bottom of that.
Sure.
Many
and
a man.
Come back.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to skip now the Coach's Corner, but now that I think about it, that would be a pretty good name for it, too.
Coach's Corner.
Sure, a lot of chairs get thrown in there.
Yeah. Hawaiian Gardens is nice. I could just look at the map here.
We have to
Los
work
Angeles.
This out. There are too many. We have to settle on one that we go
I'm just
with
surprised that the
time.
Phone lines lit up to name my vagina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm flattered, and yet I wonder what's happened to my career.
Well, maybe as we spoke about, you know, we're talking about horse names, good names for race horses
right.
that had to be also good penis name as well,
uh-huh.
or didn't
right.
work on the
sinister
good for the
minister.
Stang, good for the Wang,
right.
We say. Maybe your sporting arena isn't a good name unless it works as Teresa's vagina.
Interesting.
Ooh, Monster Park.
That's a good one. On the other hand, Petco Park, not as good. Not flattering.
No, good point. Good point.
Work on that, Dave.
All right, let's see. That's it for now.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right, we are going to take ourselves a break. We're going to play Rich Man, Poor Man. But now we're thinking, let's play Name Teresa's Vagina.
Well, I have one. Once every month, at least, it's Heinz Field.
No.
What about
I'm ashamed of myself.
When is it the Crimson Tide?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Thank you.
Same time
you're
of the month.
You're supposed to be offended, Teresa.
You're not. The more offended I am, the longer this bit goes.
George?
Yeah.
Do you have a name for Teresa's Vagina?
Beaver Falls.
Solid.
Nice.
Solid.
I feel at home.
Dave's second home. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be back with Name Teresa's Vagina after this.
You're listening to the new Adam Carolla Show.
This is Dave Attell. Give Adam a call now at 1-866-901-ADAM. And some flunky intern's going to pick up the phone and put you on hold. And you'll have to listen to probably Air Supply. It's worth it.
If you're going to wake up with a strange, hairy man, it might as well be him. The Adam Carolla Show. Last Friday on The Adam Carolla Show.
$2,000 on the line.
Way we go. What does Adam refer to as the Mexican version of Uncle Tom?
The Mexican Uncle Tom.
Is Uncle Tom Bien.
Yep, we're doing it again. Tomorrow morning, Beatmo Damashek and Adam Carolla Show trivia. And this time, it's worth $3,000.
Mo, it's your time to shine, my girl.
That's tomorrow morning on the Adam Carolla Show.
The Edwin Moses of Adam Carolla trivia. She's bored with the competition. She's never been beat.
As a matter of fact, I spoke with her over the weekend. And she said she has nothing left to prove in the sport, and she was seriously considering retirement.
And just doing exhibition?
That's right. Much like I, you know, I know I'm not telling you, Adam, anything,
right.
but I don't know that Teresa knows. She's a semi-sports fan. But I am the three-time world champion in Connect Four back in the 90s.
Wow.
I claimed three straight crowns. And then I decided it's time to retire. What left is there to do?
Mm-hmm.
You win one, it's a thrill. You win one title, listen,
right.
your name's in the history book.
Mm. Also, time to step aside and make room for the young Connect Four players.
So, yeah, and you know what? So I win the first one. Then I went to the second one. Now I've raised the bar for future champions. Now I'm a back-to-back champion. Then when you win three in a row, now you enter the pantheon of all-time great sports.
Right.
But with respect, athletes. It seems like true athletes can never stop. Like Jordan, he reaches pinnacle.
You don't know when to quit, and that's when you get hurt playing Connect Four.
Right. I did not make that mistake. I said, listen, the fire, it requires full-time, 24/7 passion.
I'll tell you, the only mistake you made was bringing a Connect Four game to the writer's room over at the Man Show, which you were beat about 50% of the time by people who'd never played Connect Four before. This is the greatest day of my life. 5 years of Connect Four conversation. Finally, somebody brings Connect Four to the writer's room, and he gets beat by guys who hadn't played since the second grade.
That's because I had retired. What did I tell you? I don't play competitive four. If I had played competitive four, now people would be in trouble. But I didn't. It was an exhibition that I would play.
Everybody on the third floor beat you at least twice. True or false?
False, one, and two. It's neither here nor there, because it was not competitive four that we were playing. If it was tournament.
High stakes.
Right.
If you're playing high stakes Connect Four, you would have won for sure.
Good night.
Okay.
Good day, sir.
All right. Well, where were we? Let's not get off the very important topic of naming Teresa Strasser's vagina.
Sure. I'm sure Paula Zahn gets her vagina named nightly on the news.
Sure.
It's a big thing for news people.
Maybe we could call Paula Zahn.
It started off with, I believe, Chavez Ravine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As being one of the stronger names. Then it moved into Valley the Sun. And what was the third one I keep forgetting we brought
Namibian
up yesterday?
Jail.
Namibian jail was brought up yesterday, all torn from the headlines. Now, I just figured out that stadiums and ballparks would be great names. Mm-hmm. Fit, you know, Bush Stadium.
That's good.
That's it. Giant Stadium.
It's not so good.
Pittsburgh Penguins playing the igloo.
Soldier Field. This one's a little wordy, but I like it. Network Associates Stadium.
There's a lot of networking to be done.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
How about the Cow Palace?
It's funny.
Frank's got three names here.
Oh.
Frank?
Yes, sir.
What are your three names?
So the first two are actually named after rivers.
All right.
So I like the Chattahoochee.
Chattahoochee, strong, yeah.
And a little river in Ohio called Licking River.
Rivers, national parks, things like that. You know, Death Valley, somebody came up with, was good.
So, and then you've always got Larry Bird's hometown, French Lick.
French
Lick.
Lick, Indiana, right?
Mm. Home of Larry Bird.
Right.
Another good name for your vagina, Larry Bird.
That's right. Monument Valley's good. And pretty much anything that ends with Valley. Strong stuff, Frank.
Let me raise the stakes. Mm-hmm. Pair tickets to anyone who comes up with our best, whatever we determine the best name, pair tickets to George Clinton at the House of Blues.
Wow. Mm.
Andrew?
Yeah?
What do you got for us?
I got a few of these. And the last guy got me going on rivers, too. But the baseball ones, I got the Green Monster.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Candlestick Park.
Yeah.
When I'm lonely.
Right.
That is pretty good.
And then for the river ones, I got the Rogue River over here in Oregon, or the Snake.
Snake River Canyon. Evil tried to jump Teresa's vagina in the 70s.
I like the Rogue River. It doesn't play by the rules.
That's right. It's going to go its own direction.
Its own deal.
All right. Solid. Check. How say you?
How about where Oklahoma State plays its games? Boone Pickens Field.
What are you doing this weekend, Teresa Strasser's boyfriend? I'm going to be heading down to Boone's Pickin' Field.
Ohio State plays it. The nickname of their stadium is the Big Horseshoe.
You're trying to win some George Clinton tickets, aren't you? You're not eligible.
That is strong stuff. Dennis?
Yes.
What do you have for us?
You know, I thought I was in the running until I heard the Chattahoochee River part of it. But yeah. There's a place just north of Vegas called the Valley of Fire.
Valley of Fire.
It's nice.
Yeah, and fair warning to those who want to, and especially during the summertime. Do not venture through the Valley Fire during the summer months.
You're going to get burned.
What else you got there, Sheck?
Well, this one's a little on the nose, but Kent State, they play their games at Dick Stadium.
Really?
Dick's.
You mean Kent at Dick?
Mm-hmm. No, Dick's.
Sorry,
mm-hmm.
Dick's. Dick Stadium.
Mm-hmm. The Big Ed. I'm guessing that's Edison Field. Exhibition Stadium, strong. Minute Maid Park, not sure what that says about you.
I'm surprised nobody's come up with, you know, if I'm a little uncomfortable, Wrigley Field. Wrigley.
Gummy?
You know, uncomfortable when you wriggle.
You wriggle.
Movement.
Yeah.
All right, what
You're
about...
You're not as good at this game.
Yeah. No, I am. I've got a good one.
Here's the thing. You don't name your own vagina.
Okay,
it's like a nickname.
I
you wait for others.
Else.
Yeah.
Bad form.
Okay. Your vagina's not a boat, you understand.
Right.
You don't name it yourself, although
right.
It is a she.
Bad form, though, by the way. Another good name for your vagina. What about where the Eagles and Phillies used to play their games? The Vet.
The Vet's nice.
Been around the block.
Seasoned.
How about where the Cavaliers used to play? Gund Arena.
Not sure I get that.
Webmaster Billy Moses is on the phone.
Terrific.
17.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah, what do you got?
I got the Red Sea.
Hang up the phone. Delighted with himself.
Are you calling
go
from
home and get your f***ing shine box.
You yeah. calling from home, Billy?
No, actually, I'm about... two doors down from you.
Oh, really? You're actually in the building?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Go
All
answer some more of my emails.
Yeah. All right. Answer more insulting email that's aimed towards Shaq. Ask Shaq.
Yeah, I will.
The okay. good news is you're fired.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Yeah. Shaq PO'd. Billy may be the first minor to make the jerk report, which is coming up.
Can
Who
you
does
make
he
that?
Think he is? Going into my email and responding. As of Sunday, let me announce, any emails I've received since this Sunday, I've been responding to myself. Mm-hmm. But before that, who is this creep goes into my email and responds as me? Be one thing if he said, hey, this is Billy responding for Dave or whatever. No, no. Thanks a lot, and making jokes as though he's me.
Well, the sad part is all the emails coming back saying, you know, Dave, if you were as funny on the air as you are responding to these emails, I wouldn't have sent you the horrible email in the first place.
I'm just upset that Billy's taking up his time writing back to all of your fans.
Why do you save all the zingers for off the air they're writing back?
All right. It is officially now. Uh-oh. Teresa's vagina is the Great Western Forum.
All right. Good enough. We'll take ourselves a
Staples Center.
Quick break. We'll be right back with Dave's Jerk Report after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Comedy, opinions, celebrities, news, sports, and so much more.
Let me explain the genius of Gene Simmons.
The powerful and attractive Gene Simmons.
It's like what Snoop Dogg did with pot. Snoop Dogg can smoke pot wherever Snoop wants to smoke pot because he is Snoop Dogg. Gene has done the same thing for his genitalia.
Every woman complains that none of the guys tell her the truth. So you should look into the eyes of your beloved and say, I desire you with every inch of my being, but I want your mommy and your sister too.
Yeah. I should have done it with pot and sex.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of the Adam Carolla Show.
You're a jerk. 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 Barry Bonds. Judge rules. Jerk. What an outrage. Barry Bonds. You're a jerk. Yes.
Barry Bonds is paying a severe penalty for being a jerk.
Yes. Jerk! Yes.
Jerk!
Yes. Jerk! Yes. Jerk! Yes. Yes. Jerk! Barry Bonds hit what would have been a home run. Juan Pierre went up and stole it. Get out of jerk free card. Russ Springer, he beans Barry Bonds. He beans Barry Bonds. Get out of jerk free card. Jerks!
Yes. All right, time to play Rich Man, Poor Man. That's where you...
haven't you learned your lesson?
If you hadn't guessed, we're doing a version of the Jerk Report. First, one more name for Teresa Strasser's vagina. Ryan?
Yeah?
What do you have for us?
I got where the Florida Gators play, the Swamp.
Does that beat Chattahoochee? Right now, the leader in that clubhouse is Chattahoochee, but the Swamp's pretty good.
Maybe it's convenient, but you know, we are forgetting about the original Chavez Ravine.
That's true.
I do feel as strong as well. Ryan, I'm going to go ahead and call you the winner with the Swamp.
Right. Pair of tickets to George Clinton in Parliament Funkadelic Friday at the House of Blues in Anaheim.
If, in fact, he shows up. Because he was supposed to show up here today, and he cannot be found. His people can't find him. His driver can't find him. And apparently, he crashed out at Eddie Griffin's house. Another good name for Teresa's vagina. Eddie Griffin's house. Yes.
It's a fold-out cot.
Unkempt. Where were we? Yes, he is gone. And quite frankly, I have mixed feelings about it. Because while I enjoy him as an artist, as a human being, he smells to high heaven.
Really? What's his hobo number?
His hobo number, he walks around at a perpetual 23. Whoa. Now, if he's done a little drinking or a little token or gets a little vomit on his jeans, look out, it goes through the roof. He walks around at a perpetual 23. It's all the hair. Huge beard, huge hair equals huge funk. That's the stink sponge, your hair.
Right.
You know, you go out drinking, you go to a smoky bar, you wake up the next day, your hair smells of it. You get in the shower, it gets activated for a minute. You smell like Jägermeister and Winston's coming from your head. Bald guys don't smell. When's the last time you took a whiff of Michael Chiklis and went, whoa? No. Your hair.
Months.
Your hair. Your hair's where all the funk is kept.
So what's this guy's name that won the Name My Vagina contest? Is he gone?
Was it Ryan? Where the hell
Ryan.
Was it?
Yeah, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Swamp?
The Swamp. I so far, that's good enough to win the George Clinton tickets. All right, now, Dave, you had a little something called the Jerk Report prepared. And I got to tell you, people are on pins and needles around here. You don't want to get on the Jerk Report. It's like the Twilight Zone when that kid would wish you into the cornfield.
Yes, that was so scary.
Dave is like, we need to paint this whole studio Pittsburgh black and gold. That's a good idea, Dave. That's a real good idea.
Mm-hmm. Done.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
That's a real good thing that you've done. That's
Let
a good
it
thing.
Begin.
Every
That's
day for lunch,
The
focus.
Jerk Report with Dave Demichek reporting.
It's a good thing. It's a real good thing.
Listen, you're right, Adam, because I fancy myself to be like a more benevolent version of Sauron in Lord of the Rings. The eye, he sees all.
Right.
But I'm not looking for the ring. I'm looking for evildoers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you can get away with acting like a jerk, incorrect, jerk.
It's begun.
Let it begin.
Mm.
I'm starting with the NFL, the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie Bush, USC's Heisman Trophy winning tailback, always has worn the number 5 and has had great success, of course, wearing it.
Sure.
So he wanted to wear number 5 in the NFL. Well, the NFL has a rule that you're not allowed to wear numbers that low if you're a running back. It's a silly rule. He wanted to wear 5. Now, he also says, if I'm allowed to wear 5, all the profits that I get from the jersey and the New Orleans Saints get from the jersey, 25% goes to the city of New Orleans to help in the rebuilding and everything.
Need it.
The NFL says, no, you have to wear a number over 20.
Mm.
So he's forbidden to do that. People call the NFL the No Fun League. I call them jerks.
Well, I hate to get, I don't want to get put on the list.
I don't
want to
get in trouble.
Half the guys in the league, half the wideouts wore 17 in college. They had to change it when they got to the pros, right?
I know, but it'd be cool. Number 5.
Okay.
All right. I hope this gets better.
Adam, do not push me.
I'm sorry.
Teresa.
Is there still room?
It's a real good thing.
Don't wish us to the cornfield.
That's all I'm saying.
Wow. I also don't want the NFL to be mad at me either. I miss you so much.
I do too.
Damn it, I miss you, NFL. All right, moving on to another sport. The Kentucky Derby winner, Barbaro. This horse, he broke his leg in last week's Preakness. Everybody saw it. Hours upon hours of surgery to save this horse's life. Of course, they're doing it because his sperm is worth so much.
Sure.
But the big thing is, they say, well, we don't know if he's going to survive because he doesn't know how to walk on 4 legs. You know, on 3 legs. We got to save that 4th leg.
Right.
What's with the horses not knowing how to walk on 3 legs?
I know.
Take a lesson from from the dogs of the world, horses.
Yes.
People say you're majestic. I say you're a jerk. Horses.
Yeah, what are you, a bar stool?
Yes.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Dave. I'm putting you on my jerk report list. How many times did I tell you we have to talk about the sponsor? The sponsor. This is sponsored.
Oh, this is the Jerk Report is sponsored?
They got a sponsor.
That's right.
Access
Six
Eye
times
Institute.
I told him. 6 times I told him he forgot
Somebody's
about it.
Push it. You know who aren't jerks? Access Eye Institute. You know why? Because they're sponsoring Dave's Jerk Report, and they're the best. You can reach them at 877-ACCESS-EYE, that's AXIS, or at goflapless.com. Better vision. No incision. You know who needs good eyesight? Baseball players, the Angels, the Padres, the Cardinals. They all go to the Access Eye Institute. And now, back to the Jerk Report.
I didn't appreciate that intrusion, Brusca. I appreciate the sponsorship. I don't appreciate the intrusion, Brusca. You are a jerk!
I'm sorry, but another piece of unfinished business. The law firm of Jacoby and Meyer sponsored Name Teresa's Vagina.
Oh, that's great.
Get back to them,
it's nice to have a couple of Jews in there.
The professionals.
Well,
yes, go ahead.
Last week, we instituted a get-out-of-jerk-free policy, wherein a good deed can buy one immunity from a future discretion.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Indiscretion, I should say.
Right.
This week, that get-out-of-jerk-free card goes to Dave Damashek.
It's yourself.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Here's why. Mm-hmm. Last week, I had a slip of the tongue. I made someone a jerk, you know, mm-hmm. because, of course, as you hear, as always, I feel obliged to point out, this is the Jerk Report. However, you hear the song Creep playing underneath.
Mm-hmm.
People point that out. They're jerks.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got confused, and here's the tail end of that and what happened as a result of my own confusion.
Mm-hmm.
This Paris Hilton thing with, mm-hmm. you know, she has a video game dedicated to her. Mm-hmm. She can't even do them the justice of learning the name of the video game. Creep!
Yeah.
What? What? I slip of the tongue!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. She's a jerk!
Oh.
And you know what? For the first time ever since I had that slip of the tongue, I'm a jerk.
Turn the laser on himself.
Do you see? The embodiment of integrity. I didn't want to do it, but I had to.
Right.
Without that integrity, what would I be? You understand?
Right.
I hope all the kids out there are listening, because that was a classy move on my part.
That's a big, big man.
Yeah, you're the Elie Wiesel of jerk reports.
Thank you. Now, Sauron has his Uruk-hai.
Sure.
Who go out and do his bidding. I have you, the faithful listener.
Hold on, is that Penn's son? Who's Sauron?
I'm confused.
Sauron from Lord of the Rings!
Nerding!
Geeking out.
Uh-oh.
I got a little something. I got a little something.
No.
That's called cutting your nose to spite your too cool for school face.
I was kidding.
I got a little something to replace that nose.
No.
You're a jerk. You pushed it, Corolla. You pushed and you pushed,
kidding.
And now you got what you had coming to you.
Man.
I let me tell you something, too. The bloodshed does not stop there for the Corolla clan.
Uh-oh.
I'll get to that in a moment.
Uh-oh.
But as I say, the
please do
listener,
not bring Lynette into
if
this.
You put Lynette, the woman is moments
do what
from
you will
getting,
to me,
done
Dave.
Is done!
The only likable person on the show, Lynette Corolla.
Do what you will to me, but let my wife go, I beg of you.
Oh, we'll see what becomes of Lynette in just a moment.
She's 9 months pregnant.
However, I wish
I
to bring
like,
up...
I really do feel like, what's her name, Sharon Tate. Pleading to
Manson.
Randall Tex Watts and saying, listen, just spare my child. Sorry.
Because
Adam, I wish I didn't have to do what this is. You
when
know,
you put Lynette on the jerk report, by definition, you put the unborn children.
Yes. They now become, they're now born jerks.
Now listen, I have to get to the listeners' suggestions, mm-hmm. their nominees.
Mm.
As I say, they are my Uruk-hai, my orcs. If you will.
I don't know what any of that is.
I'm so
Mork?
Confused.
Mork and Mindy? Mork for Mork?
Anyone who has not seen Lord of the Rings and hasn't seen the original Star Wars trilogy. Also, jerks! That's redundant with Corolla since
Lord
that's
of
for
the
him.
Nerds.
Now, Fish Tank, very solid. Fish mm-hmm. Tank on the message board
sure.
suggests the 7-year-old boy who swam from Alcatraz
mm-hmm.
to the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've pointed out people who make me feel bad about myself and my own athletic ability.
Right.
This 7-year-old swimming from Alcatraz? This is the place that held Capone?
Yes.
The Rock and some 7-year-old is swimming through the shark-infested waters?
Plus, you have to ask yourself, how much trouble could this guy cause that he actually had to go to Alcatraz at age 7?
Well, I didn't read the story,
but having to escape a maximum security prison by age 7? What kind of parenting is this?
I don't like being shown up by a 7-year-old. Billy, whatever your name is, Baxton Brilby is his name.
Yes.
Jerk! That's his new name.
I don't like when the parents pimp their kids out. Remember a few years back, there was that parent that had this, I think it was a daughter, that was going to fly across the country in a Cessna single prop plane and ended up taking off in bad weather and crashing and dying. You shouldn't be doing that crap when you're 9 years old.
Hear, hear.
And by the way, what else? What else is there for you when you swim the channel at age 7? It's all downhill from that point.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah. Where do you go?
He doesn't have to worry about it anymore.
Right.
He's just been taken down.
Well.
One more.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Give him another one for good measure, you 7-year-old creep. Now, the city of New Orleans, I said this a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're on, what do you re-elect that doofus Ray Nagin for? Remember what happened a few months ago when your city got flooded? And,
mm-hmm.
and thousands upon thousands of people couldn't escape the city?
Mm-hmm.
Who's responsible for that? FEMA? The federal government? Yes. And also someone called the mayor. New name? Jerk!
I want New Orleans to be all chocolate the way God intended it. And then later on when it gets called out, well, how do you make chocolate? You take the dark cocoa and you mix it with the milk. please.
Shameful. Just shameful. But it's the to clarify, it's the city of New Orleans that's the jerk.
Just
in this
stupid
case.
Enough they to re-elected vote this card back
that
in.
That was from the Swedish chef. And this one, finally, from Rowboat. Anyone who is crying about Barbaro.
Yes.
Listen, I did.
There are thousands of people dying every day. Millions, maybe. Probably not millions. Either way, Barbaro doesn't deserve your tears. And if you're making signs and going out to where the surgery was conducted.
Oh, my God.
If you're an adult making signs for Barbaro the horse, you are a jerk.
These horses get paid $500,000 oftentimes per successful mating. So they're a cash cow.
Going out to stud
is
a good life.
It's a good life, and the reason the owners are crying is because they're going to lose millions of dollars. I'd put a milking machine on his Johnson right now.
Right. They only have 1 year when they're three where they can run in the Triple Crown.
Right. Yeah.
Brian, please shoot them down so that I can proceed.
Sorry,
now,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Anyway, last week, Lynette was on the show. Mm-hmm. Lynette Carolla, mm-hmm. the pregnant wife of Adam Carolla.
Mm-hmm.
And she had this entry. This was interesting.
I want to add somebody to the Jerk Report. Is that possible? Tori Spelling's ugly husband. You know what he is? He's Kevin Federline. He's worse than Kevin Federline. He's a jerk. Jerk!
Listen, please give her the laser. There we go. All right, so be it. That was nice. I like that. I thought that was interesting that she decided. That was our first live nominee, and I appreciate that. And then she gets herself beyond that a get out of jerk free card with this statement.
Hi, Damashek. I do like the Jerk Report. Still a big fan.
See, so she likes the Jerk Report. Now she's
doing good.
Get out of jerk free card.
I smelled weird editing on that.
Now
two for two. Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, she's going to have to play that card immediately because with your prompting about the Chichu Temu songs, here's what Lynette and you had to say.
Did you not tell me in the kitchen 2 days ago you'd had an ass full of the Chichu and the Temu?
I might have said ass full, but I liked it for a while, and then it was like two breaks worth of it.
Oh, Lynette, what a shame. Now, Brian, I'm going to need you to have pinpoint accuracy, like a sniper here. I want you to spare the twins.
Yeah.
Precision shot here. Go for it, Brian.
Oh, that was too.
I don't know. You know, that's the whole thing. I don't want the kids to be born jerks. They're already going to have a tough enough time with me as their dad.
We're all born with sin, if you believe that.
Well, I feel like I was benevolent there. I could have just indiscriminately had her gunned down, but I did not.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Lynette's on the phone.
Oh.
Lynette.
Oh, I feel so sad now.
Well, you come out even, Steven, Lynette.
I just woke up. I'm pregnant. I'm in pain. And next thing I know, I'm on the Jerk Report.
Lynette, all I can tell you is you
what
did
is
it.
Going
you
on
you
over
did
there?
It to yourself, my dear.
I'm sorry.
Can I interrupt to ask, Lynette, are you having any kind of contractions or anything like that?
Well, now that Dave put me on the Jerk Report,
that's what I thought.
That's enough to send her into.
I'm concerned.
I think I am. I think I'm going into labor right now.
See,
it's right in the prenatal book. Do not drink. Don't smoke. Don't get on the Jerk Report. Do not cross Dave Damashek. It's right in there in bold.
I'm sorry, Lynette. If I took it easy on you, it opens the floodgates for the jerks of the world to run free.
I understand. You got to do what you got to do.
I appreciate that.
I understand.
Do you have anyone for next week that you'd like to nominate?
No, but I'll think about it.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll think about it.
Sweetie?
Yes?
I don't know how you're feeling this morning, but if the water breaks, could you do it either outside or in the kitchen? Because we had new carpet in the den and...
Well, Ozzy's here. He can mop it up for you. Before you get home, you'll never know.
The hell's he doing there?
I don't know, but he scared me this morning because Molly started growling at something in the hallway, and I didn't. And the alarm was off.
Yes.
And I didn't know what was going on.
I trained her to go after people with skin darker than mine, so she did her job. Yeah, Ozzy has all the codes and all the keys and stuff. Oftentimes, just wake up with him staring at me. Thank God he has 700 keys like a janitor. By the way, the more keys you have, the less stuff you have. It's an interesting dichotomy. But Ozzy has 7,000 keys, one apartment, and one truck. Lord knows what all the keys are for. I guess they're for my house. What is he doing over there? Can you put him on the phone?
Yeah, he's finding out what kind of pie you like for your birthday.
Oh.
I like all pie. But, Ozzy, none of the weird. Here's the thing with pie, everyone. Don't get weird. Don't get with the meat and the rhubarb and all that stuff. You'll not do better than in-season peach, in-season strawberry, pumpkin around the holidays. Don't outthink yourself with the pie. Don't go with the crazy, you know, Oreo cookies ground up in it and the pieces of Butterfinger or the cream cheese pie. Don't get too smart with the pie. Pie is pie. It's a simple pleasure.
Wait, let me ask you this. Is it possible for your children to be born on your birthday?
Yeah, it could be. It could happen.
It's possible.
It could happen. But I don't know. I think if I don't get put on the jerk report anymore, I could laugh.
Yeah, it's too much stress for her. Seriously, Dad.
That is up to you.
All right, listen. Forget Ozzy. We got to take a break.
All right.
Wait a second. We said it's time for the creep of the week.
Oh, yeah.
This is big, right. Too.
Sorry,
this
sweetie.
Is big news.
Bye.
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 Everyone's going to want to perk their ears up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? Mm. Barry Bonds, after a 15-week reign as Creep of the Week, is no longer Creep of the Week.
What?
That's right. It's over. We're opening the book for him, like in the mob, but only this isn't good. We're opening the book. He's going into the permanent records of the Jerk Report. He's going to be retired as an all-time creep, an all-time jerk, the Hall of Shame, as it were. Now, I have to move on to another one. Say, you think I'm just attacking your family. This one hits even closer to home for me. The other day, I find out, Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel are managing the celebrity softball game to be played at the end of June, June 24th at Dodger Stadium.
Chavez Ravine.
I feel
the celebrity game. I find out the other day that I am slated to play in this celebrity game. Now, first of all, what jerk came up with my name? I mean, Kato Kaelin was not available, apparently. Linda Lavin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Johnny Mountain.
At a certain point, you're going to get sued for using the word celebrity.
Yeah, the guy who makes the sounds in the Police Academy movies, apparently.
Black guy.
All unavailable. Somehow I worm into this game.
Yeah, interesting.
Then I look at the calendar. Well, what do I find? I have to be in Pittsburgh, PA for my cousin Meg's wedding that day. Who are the Dodgers playing that day? The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh.
I could have been on the field. I could have glad-handed with the Pittsburgh Pirates, my hometown team, then clouded a couple of home runs in the softball game.
I'll tell you, that breaks my heart because I was looking for a super slow, butter-fingered center fielder.
Well, I'm sure Jim J. Bullock will do fine standing.
Let me tell you something, Meg, for costing me the chance, my once-in-a-lifetime chance to play in Chavez Ravine and meet the Pirates, you are the creep of the week! That's
Thank
it.
You.
I'm
Powerful
done with all
stuff.
Of you. I'm out of here.
All right, we will take ourselves a little break.
I have a great story, by the way. I love when you guys do reenactments, and I have a great story that I'm hoping you guys will reenact for me.
Well, we shall see.
A penis is involved.
Also, we may still get back and play a little rich man, poor man at some point. Got a little hole to fill, void to fill, known as George Clinton. I wonder where he is right now.
On the Jerk Report.
Ooh. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. If you can think of a better way to wake up, we'd like to hear it.
Big Tad went on a date last night. What base did Tad get to?
It was a really good makeout, maybe a little bit more, but that
bosoms.
That was that.
Little bosom. You felt Tad's bosom?
She
reached back, undid Tad's bra. One hand. No struggling.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
We're going to play a spirited round of rich man, poor man. These are things that rich people and poor people have in common.
Multiple kids. Rich people can afford them. Poor people have nothing better to do.
Yeah, big families and somebody taking care of the kids, too.
Chrome rims.
Money in general into the rims of a car.
How about this? Living directly at the beach. On the beach, the cliffs of the beach.
Right. So you say, poor guy, bum, hobo.
Yeah, Santa
actually
Monica style.
Showering down at the beach, living at the beach, and then the other guy paying $14.4 million for a condo that's right on the sand. Rich man, poor man. I think we'll do a round of that now, and we'll do our reenactment in the next hour. So, if you have the things that just rich and poor people share, give us a call, 866-901-ADAM. Let's start with a few new ones. Here's a good one. Use an attorney quite a bit. You're either Trump or Tad. You know what I mean? Like, poor people are constantly, first off, tons of family-related stuff, custody-related stuff, lots of DUIs, for instance, lots of stuff where they backed over the neighbor's kid drunk and now they're charged with vehicular manslaughter. You need an attorney when you're poor all the time, or, of course, when you're rich, they're just doing prenups and deals like that. Job that requires a helmet, either a pro athlete, pro baseball, football player.
Race car driver.
Or you have that thing where you're just wearing a hard hat on a construction site. But the caveat is if you're wearing the hard hat with the three-piece suit, then you're fine. How much, by the way, the hard hat, going to stop the three-ton I-beam, the girder that lands on your head?
You tell us.
I'm going to go with no on that one. Well, your skull may be intact, but it will be pushed through your anus.
Seems useless then.
No, Dave from Baltimore has a good one.
Mm.
Carrying around a lot of cash. Rich man because they have a lot of cash, mm-hmm. and the poor man because he carries his life savings.
Yeah.
Everywhere he
doesn't
goes.
Trust the man. Yeah, right. And also just lots of cash around the house. Poor guys put it in the mattress. They don't trust the man, and rich guys just have enough hanging around. One of my all-time favorites was the wallet one, that the rich man, poor man, no wallet between them, that the rich guy has the monogram silver money clip, and the poor guy has the wad of singles stuffed into the sweatpants, but still not a wallet between them. Let's talk to Dan. Dan?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Rich man, poor man, what do you got?
Rich people always have the tricked-out stereo systems and, like, all the speakers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then the poor folk, they'll go and get, like, they'll go to the swap meet and they'll pick up a cheap CD player and some cheap CD speakers and stuff like that to fit in.
I would say, in the car, too.
Yeah.
The poorer you are, the nicer your car stereo and the more speakers you have, and you have the big Canon boombox and the subwoofers and all that. Yeah, a stereo obsession, whether it's the super high-end stuff and the high definition and the flat screen or just the multi-speakers in the super crappy car where the stereo is worth more than the actual car.
Yes.
All right.
Can I read one from Patrick in Phoenix?
Mm-hmm.
He writes in, I like this one. Both rich and poor men complain about things they get for free. A poor man might complain about his free meal at the soup kitchen. It's not up to his liking.
Mm-hmm.
A rich person will complain about not getting more than one Vespa in his gift bag at some stupid awards show.
I'm not sure if they do that, but yeah, you do complain. You get something and it's cheap. Oh yeah, you got airfare to Hawaii, but it's not first class, just business class. Ricky?
Yeah, hey Adam.
What do you have for us?
Rich man, poor man, they're always eating out. You know, you get
poor
guy down there at the river or at the city park, you know, eating. And the rich guy, of course, is out there at the restaurant or, you know, wherever eating out.
You mean now al fresco, eating outdoors?
Yeah, or eating out somewhere.
All right.
Oh, not in Chavez Ravine.
Please.
Dawn from Seattle has a good one. Speaking of food, they feed their dogs people food. Both sides.
Oh, that's good.
Good point.
Sometimes they feed themselves people food. That's just the poor.
Let's see. Required to wear a uniform. Another strong one.
I like that one. Yeah. If you're obviously in the NBA,
right, or military,
big league ball player,
like a general.
Yeah, or you could be over at McDonald's behind the counter where the Ace Man used to work. And by the way, not behind the counter, behind the grill. They didn't think I had what it took to interact with the public and take their money.
Well, now, Adam, let me ask you this, because Michael from Las Vegas says that rich and poor share manual transmissions.
Hmm. It's pretty good. Poor guys drive the old pickup truck with three on the tree. And rich guys drive the exotic Italian sports cars with the six-speed, not on the tree, of course, down on the floor. But, yeah, it's a good point. The middle class drives the automatic Taurus wagon.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. Gamer from Chicago says, unbridled racism. The poor man flies a Confederate flag and joins the KKK. The rich man quietly lets minorities polish their mansions and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And makes comments under his breath about slavery being a better time.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, the poor guy constantly talks about what he'd like to do to the man of color, but never really gets around to it. Meanwhile, the rich guy sort of enslaves them by not paying him a working wage. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Jeff?
Hey, how's it going, Adam?
What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, this was kind of obvious. I don't know if it's been said before, but neither has a job.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems obvious. I don't know if we've ever brought it up that way. Yeah, neither one of them really. Okay. One of them's looking for a job and can't find it. The other retired at 39 because he had a software company that went public.
Or trust fund.
Right, trust fund.
I like
fund
that
kid.
One. I mean, gravity's obvious too, but it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I would argue it's not been the greatest to everyone.
Gravity?
Yeah. Folks jumping out of the Twin Towers,
that's
things
true.
Like that. They probably could have put it on hold for a couple of weeks.
Fair enough.
That's all I'm saying. I don't mean to step on your point.
I feel terrible.
I'm sorry. Don't get me started on inertia.
Yeah.
That's got a downside, too.
It really does.
All right. We want to take ourselves a little break. We'll do a reenactment. Also, a drunken tree mascot coming in here. All that after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. There's a lot more coming up, so stay here.
We went and pulled a scene from When Harry Met Sally. Deaf frat guy, I guess you're going to be Harry.
Hell yeah.
And Sabina, you'll be Sally.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yes! Oh!
Oh yeah!
Oh,
that
yes.
feels great. Like that. Keep going.
Oh, that was so good.
Hell yeah.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, man, this is Tommy Chong, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. Phone number 866-901-ADAM. Now, from time to time, we do reenactments torn from the headlines. Teresa has
yes.
a story for us, yes?
Last week, I reported on a Philadelphia woman, and the reports were that she pulled her husband's penis and one testicle clean off. And I have an update.
Mm.
Apparently, what happened was that she was jealous mm-hmm. Jealous wife. And in her sleep, she did pull with her manicured nails, allegedly, but she only ripped her husband's sack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to reports from
this is why I won't let Lynette go with the acrylic nails. She would do a grievous damage to my sack.
Exactly. Now, according to a local paper, by the way, we tried to reach the man, but he has no phone, surprisingly.
Mm.
But
ironic.
The wife's sister told mm-hmm. a newspaper that the husband didn't deserve what happened to him, but he's not exactly innocent because maybe he beat the wife a couple times. The husband denies it. Here's a quote from him. Quote, "The only time I ever hit my wife was the other day to get her to let go of my balls." That's a quote.
Well. Classic couple.
Yeah, so that's the story. The penis was not pulled clean off. It was just with manicured nails.
Mm-hmm.
Torn. And because she was jealous.
All right, I'm right out of the gate. I'm taking creative license with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it comes all off.
Why not? Now, Dave, you'll be playing the victim.
All right.
You're the guy?
You're the guy.
The man who's Wang.
Yes, 52 years old you are.
All right.
I will be playing your father.
So I will call you to alert you.
From the
of
hospital.
What happened.
You're in your hospital bed now.
All right.
You don't have a phone at home, but you do have one. It's your,
yes.
it's your new home, the hospital.
Yes. All right. Well, let's let it begin then.
All
Make
right.
a phone call. Do we have phone ring noise?
Nope.
Oh. Really?
Dangerously.
What do you mean? No.
All right. Let's.
Bring.
On, I'll do the thing.
All right.
Bring. Hold on. Mike knows where the bring sound is. Bring. Bring.
Grave danger of being overproduced.
Bring. Hello?
Papa?
Well, hold on. Should we wait for Mike to get the phone ring?
Yes.
Better have the Jeopardy music.
Come on, you can do it.
We gotta take a break. No, I'm just
kidding. Sorry. Oh, good.
There we go. Hello?
Papa?
Son? Son, you're calling. Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's right. It's Dick.
It's a beautiful day. thought we'd head out to Chavez Ravine, watch a little game.
Oh, I wish I could.
Grab
that
a dog.
Terrific.
Then maybe have a three-legged race or something afterward. Huh? Like old times, huh, son?
I'd love to do that. I'm to be honest, I'm not even sure how the weather is outside. I'm inside right now.
The curtains closed? What's the matter? Why don't you open the curtains?
No, I'm not at home, as a matter of fact.
Were you down at the orphanage?
No, I'm actually calling from the emergency room at the hospital.
Emergency room? Oh, you doing some volunteering down there? Kids with cancer.
No.
Breaks my heart.
No,
thank God they have you and your little clown outfit to brighten their day. You know, a lot of people, son, and again, maybe I'm just blowing sunshine up and the old man's took us with this one, but I raced you right. See, a lot of guys, they only worry about themselves. Sure, they go to the hospital if they got a bump or a bruise, but what about the kids? What about the kids that are suffering needlessly in hospitals around the country? Well, my son did something about it. He volunteered.
No,
he
Papa.
Huh?
No. I actually was admitted. I was brought here by ambulance.
Oh, I get it. You're going down the street, going to the liquor store to buy a lotto ticket. All of a sudden, carjacking goes down. Bullets flying. But you step between the assailant and...
That wasn't it.
Fire at the schoolhouse. Special needs children in wheelchairs. Batteries went dead and some of them couldn't get out. So you busted down a window.
Nope. That wasn't
hang gliding accident. A free spirit.
Incorrect. I'm injured.
Though. Ultimate fighting. Mixed martial arts, son. What happened? Get a guy in a submission hold, and all of a sudden he's tapping out, and you feel some pain shooting down your right side.
Well, I am in a lot of pain right now, so I'm going to give you one more guess.
You caught Osama bin Laden? But you traded fire?
God, I wish I had.
God, I wish I had. What happened, son?
Well, I'm injured. Actually, my genitals are injured.
Genitals,
yeah. My wang.
Oh. Couple of nuns on a moped lost control, so you dove on it. You injured your groin, but you saved them from going into the river.
Nah.
injured groin. I can't imagine what happened. Somebody punched somebody. Somebody tried to swing at you and hit you in the groin?
Kinda. You're getting warmer.
What happened? Someone broke into the house. Some madman beaked up on elephant tranquilizer came in. No. And you jumped between you and the missus. And you said, you got to go through me to get to my man. And he punched you in the groin.
No, the missus was there, though. But okay. Otherwise, no. There was a breaking in, too. But not into the house, but into my flesh.
Now I don't understand. Son,
I don't understand either, to be honest with you, Papa.
The groin. You pulled a groin muscle?
No, somebody else pulled my groin muscle.
Somebody, you were doing, what were you doing that, Pilates? Somebody stretching you too hard, son?
I was stretched beyond my limits.
I don't understand. Somebody broke into the...
I'm just going to say it. I had my wang torn off.
Torn off trying to fish something out of the garbage disposal?
No. Pulled off. Torn by off. Hand. Ripped off. What? Ripped off its moorings. Like a hockey goal. Clean off.
I don't understand. Oh, now I understand. The brakes went out in a school bus, and the only way to stop it was to wedge your wang between the caliper and the disc. So you tore it off yourself.
Oh, how I wish that were so.
What happened, son?
Well, you know Maggie.
Oh, she's a saint. I'm glad I introduced you to.
Well,
that is the smartest thing I ever did. I spotted her. You know, she was a receptionist I worked. I said, when I found out she was single, I said, oh, I got a man for you. You two are going to make beautiful music together. And it's never going to end. It's going on forever.
Well, we'll see what the future holds. I agree
she's
that
singer.
She has a lot of good points. Right now, I'm having a hard time remembering what those are, though.
She must have been devastated by the accident in the bus.
Well, again, there was not a bus involved. Okay. Although, if you want to refer to my wang as a bus, feel free.
Yeah.
But it hurts to
More
laugh.
More hybrid. Hmm?
It hurts to laugh.
Why?
Well, Maggie actually is the one.
She's the one for you. That's right. I said the same thing when I met your mother.
No, no.
I look...
Huh? No, no. Maggie is the one who ripped my wang off.
What? Was it on fire?
I don't know. She got mad at me about stuff. You'd have to ask her.
She ripped your wang off?
She said, clean off. She would have done worse. She would have killed me. She attempted to beat me with the wang.
Would have been a step in the right direction, actually.
The only thing, touche. Mm. But, I mean, I don't know that I would even be talking to you right now if I had not grabbed one of the testicles that fell out and thrown it at her. And I hit her dead in the eye and it knocked her out. For just a moment, I was able to get out of the house.
I always said you had a major league arm. I always said that.
Papa. I wouldn't have had that if it weren't for you taking the time after work to play catch in the back.
Well, now I feel bad because, you know, your birthday's coming up and I got you that mechanical bull you've always wanted.
Well, if you could get me a banana bike, one of those girly ones.
Yeah.
You know?
Get you a girl's bike.
Hey, Papa.
Mm.
You want to have a catch?
Okay.
I'll bring my testicle.
I'll bring Teresa Strasser's vagina. Thank you. Insane. Powerful stuff.
Wow.
Well, you gave me a lot to work with.
You were very generous.
I mean, it was a playground for both of us to run loose in. You really took some chances there, and that created an environment where I felt free to do the same.
Yeah. I was nervous when I found out I was working with Dave Damashek. I'd been a fan of his recreations for many years. Turns out, down to earth.
I really felt the connection between father and son.
Yeah, palpable.
I gave myself over to the role.
Beautiful. I got lost in it myself. Problem is I took the role home, and sometimes... Yeah. I didn't like what I saw in the mirror when I looked into it and I saw the dad of the guy that got his Johnson pulled off.
Where does Papa end and Adam start?
It's a good question.
And now, I'm a method actor too. I regret, though, in the long run, I think it's going to be a problem that I took my wang off.
We'll take ourselves a little break. Drunk Tree Girl, Drunk Tree Mascot is coming in here. We'll also have some news and some sports. All still coming up on the Adam Carolla Show. Drunken Tree Mascot, now actual mascot over at Stanford.
Brisket!
I have songs about him.
Oh, really?
You know, I think I'm more of an American Idol.
Yeah. Shouldn't be drinking at 8:30 in the morning.
Brisket! Not skinny like a Trisket. Fat! And hairy like an armpit. Brisket! Yeah. He's a piggy brisket. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yoink, oink like a piggy. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Brisket.
No dancing.
What the hell is she doing?
She's down.
Drunken Tree Mascot, no pixie, by the way, herself.
Punched
the Hooters punching bag and got like a 628 or something.
Aaron, of course, the former Stanford University Drunken Tree mascot who got fired for getting drunk while on the job. Right,
leave Bruskin alone. Leave Bruskin alone.
Tell him to quit following you with his eyes.
All right. Now put your headphones on.
I fear she's drunk.
And let's really try to focus now.
Hi, Tracy.
You know what? I will take you.
Ooh, sounds like nerd wrestling. You want to mud wrestle?
Oh, by the way, another good name. Yeah, you could enter the octagon. Another good name for Teresa's vagina.
The octagon.
Adam, you're super.
Thanks. Now, we brought you on here a few months back because we wanted a mascot. Also, we felt like you're unfairly dismissed from Stanford, where you were the tree mascot just for having a couple of beers in the tree outfit. But so far, it hasn't really worked out. You know, we asked you to come up with some cheers and come. Look, I don't want you to break down and cry.
I don't want to cry.
I'm just saying you've not been sober. You've physically attacked our producer Bruskin.
Oh, yeah.
Over here on one more occasion. You've alienated yourself from most of the morning group. I mean, perhaps it's time that you focus, sober up.
Look, here's the thing. All right? You can't eat these cheers and you want me to go home and work on stuff. And you want me to come in and be like this perfect little angel. But I think I've figured it out.
All right.
I hey, I heard your wife on the phone, and apparently she's got twins on the way. And I want to be a mommy, so I could babysit for you and, like, you know, start out slow, and, you know, I'd be a babysitter.
Well, look, if you want to be a nanny or an au pair, we're going to need one. Part of the criteria is I have to want to have sex with you. Lynette, if you're listening, we've discussed it at length. You're going to be laid up with the C-section for a few weeks. I'm a man. I'm a celebrity.
I could
entering
take that.
My prime.
I could take that on.
I know. I'm sure you could.
I'm just saying.
This
is going to get uncomfortable right about now.
It's probably less you wanting to do it than me not wanting to do it.
Who are you going to get that do it, Brisket?
No. Oh, hey, how about a jar of pickles, baby?
No. Well,
if babies don't eat pickles, you idiot.
Brisket.
Hopefully, we'll get some young European college student or something.
No. This is my chance to shine. I am qualified. I can breastfeed.
Yeah.
And the baby can watch me go swimming. I've got it all worked out.
I'm not sure if I want you in charge of the kids. You know, if one of them starts choking or something, I don't want you eating it.
I'm not going to eat it.
You're drunk. Look, you've been every time I've seen you, you've been drunk at 8 a.m.
I don't think that's good for the children.
That's just a matter of timing.
Right.
I happen to be drunk at 8 a.m. So don't have me nanny then.
All right. So, I don't feel like you're qualified.
I don't feel like I'm qualified either, but I think we should just roll with it. And, you know, it's like, I mean, I've got all the qualifications. I'm used to puke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting my driver's license back in 3 weeks.
Oh, you want it back?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've got it all going on. I ain't got baby names for you. You're not even on your baby names. Like, if you do baby names, you're like, ooh, the no roasted panino. Like, that's not a baby
like
name. Ooh, from Quiznos.
All right.
Why don't you name your baby Quiznos?
Is that your suggestion, or do you have other baby name suggestions?
What?
It sounded like you had some suggestions.
Oh, yeah. I got, if it's a boy, Corona.
Corona, Corolla,
Corolla. If it's a girl, Corono. Oh, wait. Switch.
Okay.
Switch those. And then Whiskey Sour. Or Rebecca. Or Theodore.
All right, Ellis, you're all over the road here. I feel like we need to break and regroup. Maybe you should sober up and sort of think this out. There's just no way I can hire you on.
It's not for me to say, Adam, but I personally don't think you should entrust your children to... I don't want her to drunk tree mask.
Right.
Seems bad.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if we could get insurance with someone like you around the house.
You don't need insurance, okay? I'd be the disciplinarian. If the baby gets too loud, I'll be like, shut up, I hate you. And I'll squeeze their face, and I'll be like, you're bad.
All right,
and then I'll be like, I'm sorry. And then they'll smile. You know, it's
All right.
Drill.
All right. Let me talk to my wife about it. Brisket, get her out of here. We have news. We have sports. Teresa, what do we got to look forward to with the news here? Little teaser.
Brisket, Teresa, not Tracy.
Oh, sorry. Did I call you Tracy?
No, he did. Oh,
Brisket. Get her out of here, please.
She's fighting me.
If you want Big Tad, I know she outweighs you, but you have your man straight here.
Oh, sexual harassment!
I'm not sure if any court would buy that.
Come on.
I think the real news is that drunken tree mascot wants to have children of her own.
She does have the birthing hips.
And the fetal alcohol syndrome. listen, what's coming up? I'll make it quick. Britney Spears.
I'm gonna be an astronaut.
Okay, drunken. Britney Spears posted some poetry on the internet and immediately pulled it down. But I have it for you.
Hey, touch my butt!
He did touch her.
hard to miss.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll get to that after this.
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Harlan Williams, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show with your ears. But for a little change, use your eyes.
We'll be right back with more on The Adam Carolla Show.
Drunken tree mascot. Now, actual mascot over at Stanford.
Brisket! I have so songs about him.
Oh, really?
You know, I think I'm more of an American Idol.
Yeah. Shouldn't be drinking at 8:30 in the morning.
Brisket. Not skinny like a Trisket. Fat. And hairy like an armpit. Brisket. Yeah. He's a piggy brisket. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yoink, oink like a piggy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No dancing.
What the hell is she doing?
She's down.
Drunken Tree Mask got no pixie, by the way, herself.
Punched
the Hooters punching bag and got like a 628 or something.
Aaron, of course, the former Stanford University Drunken Tree mascot who got fired for getting drunk while on the job. Right,
leave Bruskin alone. Leave Bruskin alone.
Tell him to quit following you with his eyes.
All right. Now put your headphones on.
I fear she's drunk.
And let's really try to focus now.
Hi, Tracy.
You know what? I will take you.
Ooh, sounds like nerd wrestling. You want to mud wrestle?
Oh, by the way, another good name. Yeah, you could enter the octagon. Another good name for Teresa's vagina.
The octagon.
Adam, you're super.
Thanks. Now, we brought you on here a few months back because we wanted a mascot. Also, we felt like you're unfairly dismissed from Stanford, where you were the tree mascot just for having a couple of beers in the tree outfit. But so far, it hasn't really worked out. You know, we asked you to come up with some cheers and come. Look, I don't want you to break down and cry.
I don't want to cry.
I'm just saying you've not been sober. You physically attacked our producer Bruskin.
Oh, yeah.
Over here on one more occasion. You've alienated yourself from most of the morning group. I mean, perhaps it's time that you focus. Sober up.
Look, here's the thing. All right, you need to be sure, and then you want me to go home and work on stuff, and you want me to come in and be like this perfect little angel. But I think I have figured it out.
All right.
I heard your wife on the phone, and apparently she's got twins on the way. Mm-hmm. And I want to be a mommy, so I could babysit for you and, like, you know, start out slow. And, you know, I'd be a babysitter.
Well, if you want to be a nanny or an au pair, we're going to need one. Part of the criteria is I have to want to have sex with you. Lynette, if you're listening, we've discussed it at length. You're going to be laid up with the C-section for a few weeks. I'm a man. I'm a celebrity.
I'm entering my prime. I could take that on.
I know. I'm sure you could. I'm just saying.
This is going to get uncomfortable right about now.
It's probably less you wanting to do it than me not wanting to do it.
What? Who are you going to get to do it, Brisket?
No. Oh, hey, I'm going to try pickles, baby.
No. Well,
babies don't eat pickles, you idiot.
Brisket.
Hopefully, we'll get some young European college student or something.
No, this is my chance to shine. I am qualified. I can breastfeed.
Yeah.
And the baby can watch me go swimming. I've got it all worked out.
I'm not sure if I want you in charge of the kids. You know, if one of them starts choking or something, I don't want you eating it.
I'm not going to eat it.
You're drunk. Look, every time I've seen you, you've been drunk at 8 a.m.
I don't think that's good for the children.
That's just a matter of timing, right? I happen to be drunk at 8 a.m. So don't have me nanny then.
All right. So, I don't feel like you're qualified.
I don't feel like I'm qualified either, but I think we should just roll with it. And, you know, it's like, I mean, I've got all the qualifications. I'm used to puke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting my driver's license back in 3 weeks.
Oh, you're getting it back?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've got it all going on. I ain't got baby names for you. You're not even on your baby names. Like, if you do baby names, you're like, ooh, the no roasted panino. Like, that's not a baby name. Ooh, they're from Quiznos.
All right.
Why don't you name your baby Quiznos?
Is that your suggestion, or do you have other baby name suggestions?
What?
It sounded like you had some suggestions.
Oh, yeah. I got, if it's a boy, Corona.
Corona, Corolla,
Corona,
yeah.
Corolla.
If it's a girl, Corona.
Oh, wait. Switch.
Okay.
Switch those. And then Whiskey Sour. Or Rebecca. Or Theodore.
All right, Ellis, you're all over the road here. I feel like we need to break and regroup. Maybe you should sober up and sort of think this out. There's just no way I can hire you on.
It's not for me to say, Adam, but I personally don't think you should entrust your children to... I don't want her to a drunk tree mask.
Right.
Seems bad.
Right. Yeah. I just don't... And by the way, I don't know if we could get insurance with someone like you around the house.
You need insurance, okay? I'd be the disciplinarian. If the baby gets too loud, I'll be like, shut up, I hate you. And I'll squeeze their face, and I'll be like, you're bad.
All right,
and then I'll be like, I'm sorry. And then they'll smile. You know, smile like
okay.
that.
All right.
Gorilla.
All right, let me talk to my wife about it. Brusket, get her out of here. We have news. We have sports. Teresa, what do we got to look forward to with the news here? Little teaser.
That's Teresa, not Tracy.
Oh, sorry. Did I call you Tracy?
No, he did. And he upset.
Brusket, get her out of here, please.
She's fighting me.
If you want Big Tad, I know
you're a man,
she outweighs you, but you have your man say here.
Oh, sexual harassment!
I'm not sure if any court would buy that.
Come on.
I think the real news is that drunken tree mascot wants to have children of her own.
She does have the birthing hips.
And the fetal alcohol syndrome. listen, what's coming up? I'll make it quick. Britney Spears.
I'm going to be astronaut.
Okay, drunken. Britney Spears posted some poetry on the internet and immediately pulled it down. But I have it for you.
Thank you.
He did touch her rear
end. Hard to miss.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll get to that after this.
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Harlan Williams, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show with your ears. But for a little change, use your eyes.
We'll be right back with more on The Adam Carolla Show.
This is C. Thomas Howell, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Wolverines!
Well, we're out of time. We have to go. Drunken Tree Mascot is just going to say thanks.
Okay.
Just read the card Brusket handed you.
Can you
get away from me. It's too close.
Just read the card,
please. These are the card. Okay, here we go.
Can you do it as Adam would?
You got it. These are the guests. Thank you. Stanley Bing, book 100 BS Jobs. Chris Knight, my fair Brady. Mm-hmm. We're getting married. Mm-hmm. Sunday, 9 p.m. on VH1. Also, Barry Williams and the wonderfully talented Jeff Richards. What a huge star he is. MySpace.com/TastyJeff or display name Jeff Richards. Quiznos. Roasted Panino. Muhala.
All right. So, till next time. This is Adam Kroll for Drunken Tree Mascot saying Mahalo.